Blog Talk Radio.
I got out of my bed this morning, and I looked up towards heaven, and I found myself saying these words. You know what I said? I said, Jesus,
you've been good to me.
Oh, you've been good to me.
Oh, yeah.
I know you've been good.
You've been good to me.
You woke me up early this morning.
Oh, yeah. Jesus,
and clothed me in my righteousness.
Oh, yeah.
That's how good you've been to me. Fellas,
good to me.
Save my soul. And you made me whole, made my life brand new, and right now I'm a witness to all.
Lord, you took come to me, on the mountain for a place, then you placed it on
a rock to stand.
Jesus, you've been good to me.
Oh, you've been good.
Oh,
brothers, as always, Brother D, Sister Mary, we are truly glad to be back in the house of the Lord once more and again.
Amen.
God has made us some promises, and he's keeping every last one of them. My Lord and Savior told us before the end of time, we wouldn't know the winter from summer, the spring from fall. We find that time right now.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go there. I want to go here. I'm listening to Brother Doug. I really want him to play the whole song. I love that song because it's such a true song. You know, Brother, we listen to is to just showcase our voices. Some of our artists, they got tremendous voices, fantastic voices, super range. Some of them just don't know where their peak is at. And we do more showcasing our voice than we do truly singing for the Almighty God. But I hope and trust that my brothers and my sisters was really paying attention to what the song said, because I somewhat spoke on it last week when he says, Jesus, you've been good to me. I like the emphasis that he put on Jesus. See, I like that Brother Willie Neil Johnson puts emphasis on Jesus, you've been good to me. You put a roof over my head.
Yeah.
You put clothes on my back. You close me in my right mind. And we're privileged to know that there's probably some that we know personally that didn't wake up this morning. Or some that woke up with a bowed down head and a troubling mind. But he said, Jesus, you've been good to me.
Well,
you saved my soul. There's some we know out here today that still out in this world, that's truly some good young men and women, but they still in the world. And I stopped by today to let you know real quickly that if you're not on the day of judgment, if you're not sanctified and filled with the mighty, precious Holy Ghost, I don't care how good you've been, I don't care how many people you were good to. I don't care how many thousands and thousands of dollars you may have given away. I don't care how many homeless people you fed. The Bible says in hell, you will lift up your eyes.
All right, man.
That's why we should really pay close attention to this song when you say, Jesus, you've been good to me.
Yeah.
You truly been, you took my feet out of sinking sand. You put them on.
Yes, yes.
On the stage. Yeah. You've been good to me. You allowed me to come out of the sinful world to stop all the right, good, wrong doing that I was doing. Not saying that I'm perfect now, because you have instructed me through your word that none perfect but the Father. But you allowed me to come in and get to know you, get a relationship with you for myself. And that's why I love when Brother Neil says, you've been good to me. I've heard him sing a minute times. I heard that very song be sung a minute times. And like it would just do something to him when he sing it because of the lyrics of the song. You know, you truly saying something, you saying something when you could tell the Lord that you know he been good to you. You saying
amen.
Something. You are, they heard me say one time how they came to shut my gas off. But the Lord was good to me.
Amen.
Brody, just going to tell you that. They came to shut my gas off. Brody was out of work, didn't have no money, and he messed around and he got a job, but they came before I could get a check.
All right,
and when
man.
The wife called me and told me what was about to take place, I said, well, baby, ain't nothing I can do but try to pick up a hot plate, and we'll make it out this week. I pay it Friday when I get my check. She stood in the window, brother and sister, as she watched them stick the pole in the ground. But see, Jesus, you've been good to me. She watched them put the pole in the ground to turn the knob. She said, well, baby, I'm going to go in and take the food off the stove and put it in the refrigerator. When she walked in the kitchen, she hollered. She said, baby, the gas still burning. The eyes are still on. See, Jesus, you've been good to me.
All right,
you made a way out of no way. You ought to tell. Those that are listening right now should be shouting for joy. Thank you, Jesus. You ought to just shout right now.
Glory be to God.
He's truly been good to you. He's been good. He's been better to you than you ever been to yourself.
All
right,
man.
You can't wake yourself up in the morning and you don't have enough sense to put yourself to sleep at night. But he does it for you. You ought to just tell God, thank you anyhow.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, you ought to tell him thank you. God is truly good to man. I just love him. I just love him because I know that he's truly been good to me. God has brought me from a mighty long way. And then brothers and sisters, I'm just dumb enough to know that he's still carrying me. I'm dumb enough to know that everything he said in the 66 is just true. And I can't no one make me doubt him because I truly know too much about him. He's been good to you. He put a roof over your head when you couldn't pay your bills. He paid your rent for you when you didn't know how. When old death angel came and found your mother and you was penniless just about to the last dime, he put over $2,000 in your pocket in less than 35 or 40 minutes. He truly been good to you. You ought to tell him that right now. You ought to thank God for just being God. Because he's truly been good to me.
Amen.
God is so good to us. I say again, T, God is so good to us.
Yes, he is.
We want to whisper a prayer today. After prayer, we're going to bring you the speaker in our own way. And let the Lord have his way as she speaks.
Amen.
I'm going to ask those that's listening to bow your heads, give God your heart, give God your ear, and pray along with us as we pray. Father God, we come before you. Father, we come with a humble heart today. But Lord, we come with a made-up mind. We come, Father, with a made-up mind to run on. To see what the end gonna be. Father, we come with the made-up mind to keep our hand in the winding chain.
Yes, yes.
Father, we come with the made-up mind to follow you to the end. For we know that you said in your word that we must deny ourselves and then pick up our cross and follow you. Lord, we stop by today just to let you know that we love you. We want to tell you thank you for how you hung, bled, and died out on a place called Calvary.
Yes,
we want to
thank
you for knowing no sin, but yet taking on a world of sin for mankind. And we just said thank you right now.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
We want to thank you, Lord, for watching over us while we slumbered and slept all night long. And then, Father, we want to just tell you thank you for allowing us to get up bright early this morning to start a new day. We want to tell you thank you, Lord, for allowing us to walk through our home and find our family doing well. We want to tell you thank you, Lord, for just being
thank
alive.
You, Lord Jesus.
We want to tell you thank you for allowing me to be able to speak to my family every morning. I want to tell you thank you, Lord, for touching right now.
Yes, yes, yes.
Soul say yes to your word right now.
Yes.
I want to tell you thank you for just being God. Because you truly been good to me. You've been better to me than I could ever be to myself, Lord. My soul say yes to your word and yes to your word right
yes,
now.
Yes.
I ask that you just continue to guide us, Lord. Continue to keep us, Lord Jesus. Knowing that if you keep us, we will truly be kept. We know that you are the way, the truth, and the life.
Oh,
and
yes.
You said we heard in your word that no man cometh except by me. Father, we said in your word that man should work while it's day, when night comes, no man work. Father, we just want to tell you thank you right now, Lord. Father, we ask that you continue to touch right now. Touch
yeah.
these service that we give, the morning service called God's Plan, the evening service Monday and Tuesday. Lord, we ask that you continue to touch right now. Continue to bless right now in a way that only you can, Lord. Father, we ask that you continue to give us strength. Father, we may get weary in the work, but we can't get weary of the work. So we have to just continue to guide us, Lord Jesus. Keep us right now. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name,
in the name of,
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Yes.
In your holy and magnificent name of Jesus. We love you.
Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord.
We love
Lord.
You, Lord. You've been so good to us.
Yes.
Songwriter
yes.
said, Jesus, you've been good to me.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Yes,
he's
serving our congregation.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, these blessings among many, we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name. Let the heart say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. At
Lord
this time,
Jesus.
We're going to turn it over to the speaker. If you will. Ooh, Lord.
Amen, amen,
ooh,
amen.
Yes, Lord.
So give honor to God,
ooh,
to God, Jesus
yes,
Christ, to the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. I do thank and I praise God for being here, thanking and praising God for life, health, and strength. Thanking and praising God for blessing us to see another day. Thanking and praising God for a beautiful prayer that he just brought forth. Glory be to God. We know we serve a truth. A mighty and awesome God. And I just thank God for that. Thank you, praising God for blessing my children, keeping them all safe and sound, Father God, keeping them wrapped up in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, praising God for all of our children, for blessing them. For each and every one that came out today to hear the word of God. And I just thank God for that because he is so merciful. He is everything that I need. And I just thank God for it. Glory be to God. We're going to talk a little bit today from John, the 21st chapter, and we're going to read verses 15 through 19. I'm going to read this first, and then I'm going to go back. and we're going to discuss the message today. And today we're going to talk about the dinner. The dinner. Okay.
Amen.
So we're going to just read a few verses, then we're going back. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than thee? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lamb. He saith to him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved as he said to him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said to him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Glory to God. Verily I say unto thee, when thou was young, thou girded thyself, and thou walkest where thou wouldest, but when thou shalt be old, thou stretch forth thy hand, and another gird thee, and carry thee, whether thou wouldest not. This faith he signifying what death he should glorify, what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken, this he said unto them, follow me. So to give you a little insight, I don't know if y'all hear me in and out, but I'm hearing a lot of noise, and I think it's just coming from the server there. Okay, we're going to talk about the dinner.
It is noise. I hear the noise, too. I don't know whether y'all calling or whether it's still not. So.
Well, I hung up when I called and called back because of the noise.
Brother D, can you hear me, Brother D? Sister Mary, I muted your phone. It might be your phone. It might be your phone got static. Come over me back up. It might be your phone.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. It has gotten quiet, and I'm moving from where I was standing. I came back to where I was standing, and I hear nothing.
Well, when I muted your phone, it went away, so I don't know. But just keep on going. We're going to hear you good now.
Okay, we're going to talk about the dinner. Now, this chapter, this verse that we're given today, now the dinner took place after the resurrection of Jesus. Showed himself alive by eating with his disciples. He showed he had a true body, which was capable of eating. The apostles used this as one proof of his resurrection. On that they had eaten and drank with him. This is the third time Jesus showed himself alive. This was the third time confirming the truth of his resurrection. Now you're going to notice in the message today, glory be to God, coming back, okay? So come.
Sister Mary, it's on your phone, Sister Mary.
It's on my phone?
When I mute your phone, it go away, yeah. On your phone.
Okay. I can't see why.
I don't know if you got bad connection or not. I got my mutual phone, it goes away though. So hang up and call back. Hang up and call back in.
Okay. Because it was doing it when D was talking too, but I'll hang up and not call back.
Okay.
say praise the Lord. Hopefully we'll make it from here. Maybe things will get better. So we'll go ahead and talk on this message on today. You notice that everything comes in threes in this message on today. Now, this, again, is the third time that the disciples had seen Jesus since the resurrection. He had went in and talked with them and supped with them. So this is the third time. So after he dined, Jesus had a conversation with Peter. He examined his love for him. Jesus knew what he had to say to Peter to make him a little uncomfortable. Peter denied Jesus three times when Jesus was called to be crucified. Peter followed behind and was asked three different times. Asked three different times. So I'm going to go to Mark. They asked three different times that if he was with Jesus. Glory be to God. But each time, Peter denied it. Each time, he denied it. So Mark 14th chapter and the 66 through 70, verse 72, I just want to read that quickly so that you will know exactly where I'm going and what happened during this time. Okay, verse 66 through verse 72. And as Peter was beneath in the palace, there came one of the maids of the high priest. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him and said, "And thou also was with Jesus of Nazareth." But he denied, saying, "I know not. Rather understand I what thou sayest." And he went out into the, saying, "I know not, rather, I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest." And he went into the porch, and the cock crew. And a maid saw him and said to, and began to say to them, that said, "This is one of them." And he denied it again. And a little after, he that stood by said again to Peter, "Surely, thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth there too." And he began to curse and to swear, saying, "I know not this man of whom ye speak." Second time, the cock crew. Peter called to mind the words that Jesus said unto him, "Before the cock crow thrice, twice, thou shalt deny me thrice." In other words, deny me three times. And we saw thereon, he wept. Now, mind you, Jesus had told Peter that he was going to do this. Now, Peter denied Jesus three times. Jesus had already told Peter that he was going to do this. But you know, when you look at Peter and I think about you, think about us. We think we are strong when we are not. But the thing about it, God knows all things. Jesus knew Peter. He knew his heart. He knew his mind. But he also knew that Peter was not in a situation, in a predicament, rather, that he would be able to stand. This was not an easy task for Peter. This was not easy for Peter. But see, Peter had walked with Jesus for so long, he was just sure. He was sure within himself that he knew he wanted to be with Jesus. but he knew that he felt like he would be able to stand. Sometimes we go through stuff that we think we can make it through. We don't have what it takes. We don't have that power to make it through. And in this case, Peter walked with Jesus, all the disciples. But at this point, they did not have the Holy Ghost. So now, mind you, it's the Holy Ghost that gives you that boldness. Now, Mark 14:27. Of me tonight. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd and the sheep shall be scattered. Talking about himself. Talking about they would kill the shepherd. He was the shepherd. And the sheep, his disciples and all, will be scattered. But after that, I am risen. I will be before you in Galilee. But Peter said to him, now look at Peter, see. Peter saw he had what it to go through this. Peter said to them, although all shall be offended, yet will not I. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto you, that this day, even in this night, for the cock crow thrice, thou shalt deny me. Before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. The dinner was a reconciliation to Peter and his other disciples, but mainly to Peter, because Peter vowed that he would stand with Jesus. No matter what happened, Peter said, I'll be right there. But Peter answered them more vehemently, if I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any way. Glory be to God. Peter didn't realize he thought that he could go through this with no problem. But now you know we as a people, some of us are afraid of death, are afraid to die, afraid of being beat, afraid of being hung, didn't want to go through what Jesus went through. So, but Peter had said he would die with Jesus. Now, when he spoke those words, I believe in my heart that he believed them. But Peter was not equipped to go through what Jesus went through. Now, Jesus examined Peter. He examined Peter's love for him. Because our Bible says he went away weeping. As soon as Jesus looked back at him, that was in another gospel, that as soon as Jesus looked back at him, everything that Jesus said to him, glory be to God. He cried, he punished himself because he had denied his own master. Glory be to God. Peter was disappointed with himself. He didn't want to be separated from Jesus. He felt guilty. Peter was
Brother Deet. So Mary Mike is messing up bad. Talk, Brother Deet.
No, is that my phone popping?
Spirit phone,
say,
glory be to
God. No, it's Sister Mary's phone. Talk. Every time I mute her phone, spit something out there and see if it's your phone.
Yeah, that's why I hung up the call back to see if it's my phone popping.
No, it's her phone. I done told her it's her phone, but she don't hear me. It's her phone breaking up bad. See, we talking now, and it ain't no noise. But she don't know. She don't know I got her in the private room. She don't even know it.
Yeah.
When I open it back up, if your phone messing up, open it back up.
He did not rebuke Peter. He had already did it to himself. So this didn't happen. He had suffered greatly for what he did when Jesus died. He said, I'm staying on my head. that basically that Peter ran. He denied Jesus. He said he never knew him. He never with him. What are you talking about? Glory be to God. When we get afraid, we say things and no, we're not telling us. Fear. Fear get a hold of us and we will not tell the truth to save our life. Glory be to God. So, he had already suffered and punished self. So Jesus didn't find the need to punish Peter. Peter had already went through so much. Okay. Jesus did not show any disapproval or rebuke him. He had already did it to himself. Jesus was satisfied with Peter's sincerity. What Peter did, now mind you, in the process of Jesus talking to Peter, Peter was repenting.
Sister Mary.
Through it.
Sister Mary.
Yes. Yes.
Get off your headphones and see if they're doing it better. It's your phone.
I don't have your phone. I don't have my headphones.
Okay, you. It all depends on what you move with. If you use the mic, go away. Me and Brother B are talking and put away when you talk.
Wow.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let me hang up one more time. Let me hang up one more time, and I'm going to turn my phone back on and then
okay.
Come back. Okay,
okay.
Then.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I don't know, Well, we do know. We say we don't know what's going on. We know what's wrong. Satan is just busy. And one thing we found, that if we don't give in to him, the Bible says if you resist him, he'll flee. So he's got to leave here. He can't stay here. Because we're going to continue pressing on in the Lord's way. No matter
That's
what
right.
he tried to do, we're not going to let Satan win. You know, not today he won't. He may win somewhere else, but not here. In the name of Jesus, we declare victory in the name of Jesus. We're going to, the service must go through. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
This is, brothers and sisters, this is nothing new. This is just another trick of the enemy. Satan must try it many, many times. I heard my little cousin say here a few weeks ago when he gave a sermon, he said that the devil come in whatever way he can. We always look at him as being this pitchfork and got this spear in his hand and he's red as fire. You know, that's the image that man portrayed of the devil. But the truth of the matter is that the devil come in many different ways. A man that loves women, he come in the form of a woman. A man that loves alcohol, he'll come in the form of alcohol. He's trying to disrupt the service today because God wants his word to go through. And he's trying to disrupt God's word. But Satan, you have no victory here. Where's your victory? Where's your saying? You can't get it here. We're gonna go through with the word. Let me know when she come back, brother dog.
Okay, keep on
we're
going.
We're going to continue on with God's word. We know that the Lord is able, and we know that he can. And we know that Satan has no victory, no chance in hell of winning here. In the name of Jesus, I say again, we declare victory in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't know how much you all heard, but I'm just going to continue to go forward with this. Glory
no, Sister Mary, we could hear you. We could hear you, Sister Mary. It was just that the static was in there. I don't know what it is. And Brother D was talking the whole while, and it was just static. But we could hear you, though, but it just was the static in there.
I don't hear you now.
Okay, I turned my phone off and turned it back on. So maybe that's straightened it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, praises be to God. Okay, so Jesus was not holding a grudge against Peter, but Jesus wanted Peter to repent for what he had done. Now, mind you, when Jesus came to Peter, he asked him the question three times. He said, so now after they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? And notice he asked the question. He said, do you love me more than they do? Says unto him, yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He says unto him, feed my sheep. Now, mind you, look at the answer that Peter gave. Peter knows that he could not imagine. He don't have the power Jesus has. He don't know how much the other loved him. So he did the right thing by ignoring that part of the question and answered the part that he could. He said to Jesus, thou knowest, yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He says unto him, feed my sheep. Glory be to God. Now see, while Jesus talking to Peter, and see, every time he was telling Jesus that he loved him, he was repenting of what he had done. So now this is a symbolic to his denial of Jesus when Jesus, before Jesus was crucified, when he was taken to judgment hall. Peter followed. He loved Jesus in his own way. He loved Jesus dearly, but he was not strong enough. He didn't have the Holy Ghost at this time. He didn't have the strength to be able to say that he loved Jesus, that he knew Jesus. He was one of the men that was with Jesus. So Jesus said, feed my sheep. Now you notice, as I read, Jesus is going to continue to tell Peter, see, Jesus already knows where Peter was going from here. But Peter didn't know where Peter was going from here. He says to him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He says unto him, feed my sheep. Glory be to God. Now, I can imagine that Peter was wondering, why was Jesus steady asking him if he loved him? Glory be to God. I know he was wondering, what is going on here? He knows that I love him. So now, then he said again, the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Now, you notice, now, Peter had gotten tired. Now, he was grieved, like, I'm telling you, Jesus, I love you. But then he turned around and acknowledged and told him, Lord, thou know all things. Thou know that I love you. So Peter didn't pretend to love Jesus more than the rest of the disciples. He thought we must aim to be better than others. Yet, we must be lowly. See, Peter didn't come to Jesus boasting, well, I love you more than the others. I love you the most. He could only speak for Peter. Glory be to God. He could only speak for himself. Thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee, Jesus. Glory be to God. So Peter wanted Jesus to know. He was confessing to Jesus, yes, Lord, surely I love thee. He had a grateful sense of kindness. Peter's heart was showing when he was talking to Jesus. Yes, he loved Jesus then. He loved Jesus now, but he didn't have the Holy Ghost. This time when he talked to Jesus, he still didn't have the Holy Ghost, but Jesus had showed them who he was, that he was indeed the Son of the living God. He showed them who he was
when he came back in that body, the body that he walked this earth with, because that body was not the body that man has. And he wanted them to know that the body that he have is capable of eating food, eating just like they eat the same thing that they eat. Now, see, Jesus is so high, so much higher above us. Think about it. When we die, this old body is going back to death. But Jesus' body went back to heaven from whence it came.
Come
because
on
that
now.
Was a body that God had prepared for him. I'm sorry, did you say something? Glory be to God. That was a body that God had prepared for him. So that body could die, rise again, come back, walk this earth, visit their disciples, talk with them, eat with them, show them love, continue to teach them the way. Glory be to God. And he came back and visited them 3 times. Hallelujah, Jesus. Everything was done in threes. Glory be to God. Now, what Peter didn't realize, Jesus was happy with him. Jesus was happy because Peter, in the process of showing God with the fervency that he did, how much he loved him, he was also repenting, doing it all. Yes, Lord, you know I love you. And every time that Jesus was asked him, he would answer him in that form, showing Jesus how much he loved him. And in his heart, see, that's the thing, that Jesus can see the thoughts of your heart. In his heart, he was also repentant that he had did that. He was fearful, he was afraid, and he felt bad that he had actually denied his master. He denied him. He was trying to save himself. Glory be to God. So he denied Jesus. Not that he didn't love Jesus. He loved Jesus a lot. But the thing is, he just didn't have the power to stand. Now, back in Luke 21:31-32, now I'm going to show you now, this was before Jesus was crucified. Jesus was trying to warn Peter what he was going to do. He said, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee. Look at Jesus. Glory be to God. See, Jesus already knew that Peter was going to deny him. He already knew that Satan was going to get in Peter, and Peter was going to do just what he did. But he said, I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Said, lovest thou me? If you don't love Christ, you will not love his sheep. If you don't love Christ, you won't make it into heaven. If you don't love Christ, your life is not protected. You just walking freely in this world, and it's a prey for Satan to get into you to kill and destroy. That's what he does day by day. He and his angels walk this earth, seeking whom they can devour, fighting against the children of God, trying to get everybody that he can to go to hell and burn eternally with him. Now, there is nothing about Satan that loves you, brothers and sisters. You see somebody that's in the street, I don't care how much of a friend of you that they are, they do not love Christ, the Spirit of God that lives in you and walks with you. They do not love it. Glory be to God. That Peter loved Jesus. And Peter had an issue with what he had done. If he had not agreed, had not gotten upset, had not disappointed himself, rebuked himself, talked about himself, that was disturbed about what he'd done, then look, Jesus would have known right there that Peter didn't love him. But as soon, second time, Peter had already denied him three times. And Jesus looked at Peter. He looked at Peter because he knew that Peter had did everything that he said that Peter was going to do. Now, Peter loved God, but see, this was God forgiving Peter. Not only did Jesus forgive Peter for what he did, but he forgot it. Remember you said he'd take your sin and throw it in the sea of forgetfulness? That's what he did for Peter. But Peter had to repent first. And this was Peter's time to repent. Every time that Jesus say, Peter, do you love me? He said, yes, Lord. And he said it with conviction because he knew what he had done. Jesus was there. And it was fear in him because he didn't know what Jesus was going to do. Glory be to God. He repented. He repented. You cannot make it in if you don't repent of your sin. See, Jesus had prayed already for his faith. Jesus already knew that Peter was going to deny him. Peter is the one that didn't know. He thought he would be there. Jesus, I will die with you, he said. But he did not have the power to stand. He didn't have what it takes to be hung on the cross. He didn't want to suffer that kind of death, God. But Peter loved Jesus. And now he realized that Jesus loved him. But he was grieved when Jesus asked him the third time, lovest thou me? It put him in a mind of past sins. It put him in the mind of the time that he denied Jesus himself. Jesus even pardoned his sins, renewed the sorrow that was in him. Glory, hallelujah. And he let him know that he still dear to his heart, that he still loved him. Three times Jesus committed the care of his flock to Peter. Three times he did that. Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep, feed my sheep. Now we know during the day of Pentecost, Peter is the one that stood up. Peter became the main speaker. Jesus had made him an apostle again because he knew this time Peter was going to be able to stand. So he put Peter back in his rightful place. Now, that just let us know. Now, we don't do the sin that Peter did, but sin is sin, and there's no way to sin. We don't deny Jesus, but then we go out and we do anything that we want to do, and that is bringing Jesus to an open shame. He died for us. But we bring him to an open shame every time we sin against him. Every time we go back out into that world and do the thing that God, that the Bible has taught us not to do. We bring him to an open shame. So Peter Jesus was happy to forgive Peter. He pardoned his sins. And he renews the sorrow of true penance. He knew that Peter was sorry. He knew that Peter suffered. He knew that Peter had suffered every sin. He had denied him. Jesus went down in that grave for 3 days to preach to the people. He walked this earth for 40 more days. But in the process, he visited the disciples. He visited the disciples 3 times. The first 2 times, he said nothing to Peter. 3rd time, it was getting close to him to go. So he had to talk to Peter so that Peter would repent, so that Peter would be saved, so that Peter would be with him, because he had already forgiven Peter his sin. Glory be to God. We have a God that does not hold the things that we do against us. He did not hold that against Peter. He told Peter, feed his lamb, feed his sheep. In other words, give them the word. Preach to them. Tell them about me. Tell them about my Father. Tell them about heaven. Tell them the things that I had told you. Glory be to God. Tell them about the gift of the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Feed my people. Feed my people, my sheep, so they will know about me. They will know what it takes to enter into heaven and be with me for an eternity. That's what Peter's job was, to feed his sheep. That was the apostles. They were disciples at first, but now they are apostles. That's the apostles' job, to feed God's sheep. Let them know what they can do to be saved. So now at this time, Jesus restored Peter's apostleship. Now that he had repented. So the things that Jesus did, he ate with them. He went through this process with Peter so that Peter would repent of his sin. So Peter was reconciled back to Christ. Jesus didn't hold it against Peter for denying him. But see, when we sin, we must repent if we want to make it into heaven. Not just say, forgive me, Father. If you notice, when Peter repented, even while he was talking to Jesus, he was suffering. He was going through things. He was afraid. He didn't know what Jesus was thinking. He didn't know what Jesus was going to do. But look at Jesus. Peter had suffered so within himself. Jesus didn't even rebuke him. He didn't rebuke him because Peter had put himself through a lot. Jesus had already forgiven him his sin, but Peter didn't know that. But Peter had to repent. Jesus took him through that process 3 times. For each time that he denied Jesus, Jesus took him through that process so that he would repent of his sin. And every time Jesus asked him the question, he would answer with a repentant heart, even though he said to him, yes, Lord, I love thee. Even though he said that to him, he did it with a state of repentance in his heart. And he let Jesus know. He knew who he was when he said to Jesus, thou know all things. Look at Peter. The same one when Jesus asked, who do men say I am? Peter was the one answered. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter was the one that answered that question. And what did Jesus say? Flesh and blood didn't give you this, but my Father which is in heaven gave you that. Glory be to God. Jesus knew that Peter was going to be an awesome and a powerful soldier. Peter, from that day on, walked upright, proclaimed the name of Jesus, and taught Jesus' word, fed Jesus' sheep as Jesus told him. He became the leader of the disciples, the leader of the apostles, because Peter was that curious one. Peter wanted to know everything, and he said things that was wrong, and Jesus just corrected him. He never rebuked him for it, except one time he told them to get him to get behind him, Satan. But overall, he taught Peter so that Peter could feed his sheep. He taught the disciples so that they should feed his sheep. But Peter's process was rough on him because he suffered repentance of letting Jesus know how much he loved him. And that's what we go through, some of us, because repentance can be very agonizing. You on your face, you on your knees, you crying, you praying, you asking God's forgiveness, tears running, snot running, everything going on, and you just don't care how you look. The only thing you want is for God to forgive you for your sins. For each and every one, as fast as God pops your sin to your head, you asking him forgiveness. Just get harder and harder, worse and worse, and you think you're losing your mind, but God still pops them sins up in your head, and you still repent. Glory be to God. You talking about a whipping that everybody should go through. That way, when you go through that type of suffering and repentance, you won't be so quick to go back out in that world. Because once we agree to walk upright before God and do his will, once we even agree to be saved, sanctified, filled with God's precious Holy Ghost, we should have no mind to go back. Yes, we're going to go through things. And even if you backslide, you're going to want to come back to God. You're going to want what you had. Because without the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Ghost that dwells in us, which is the Spirit of God that Jesus told the disciples, I will send you back a comforter. And that comforter will keep you, which is the gift of the Holy Ghost that we have, that lives in us, the reviving of our spirit, the new birth within us. Once we receive the Holy Ghost, we should not ever, ever want to go back. I don't say you won't fall, you're human. But you got to get back up and do it again. Get back on the straight street. Get back on straight street. For wide is the way that leads to destruction, the way of the world, and narrow is the way to eternal life. So I just thank God for this message on today, and I do apologize, Brother Dawson, that was in my phone, so I had to turn it off and turn it back on, but I do apologize for that time and the interruption. But I just thank God for each and every one of you today, and I'm asking you to pray my strength in the Lord. And before I turn it back over to Debo, I just want to say be with us again on tomorrow night, same time, same channel, for a time for reflection. And as usual, God has a word for you. Pray my thing, the Lord. Back to you, Brother B.
Amen, amen, amen. We hope and trust that something was said today, either through the word, through a prayer, or something. We even take old Satan trying to intervene in God's service. We'll be sure that you found and learned something out of that, because we take it as a learning lesson and let you know that Satan will never give up. He never stopped trying. But if you just keep your hand in God's hand, I can make a promise to you. I can make a promise to you, if you just keep your hand in God's hand, everything will surely be all right. He just can't win. As I say, we hope and trust that something was said that a rest rule in the Bible which you touch your heart, mind, body, and soul to make you ask yourself a question, what must I do to be saved? How do I get to know this man called Jesus, the man that they keep telling me that he died for my sin, that he hung, bled, and died on a cross called Calvary, that he allowed them to nail his hands and his feet to be nailed to a cross for me. Not for him, but they keep telling me that he had no sin. They keep telling me that he knew no sin, but yet he died for my sin. How do I get to know this man? In the name of Jesus. Romans 10:9 says, if you just confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Yes.
As always, I want you all to take this with you. The book of Romans 6:30 says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. I say again, the wages, sisters and brothers, of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
Amen.
We're not going to hold you much longer. We're going to turn this thing over to Brother Dog. But as always, we truly enjoyed ourselves. We hope and pray that if you didn't get enough food today, if you didn't eat enough, we would like for you to join in at 8 o'clock in the morning. God's plan. As always, if you like Brother D, you still won't get enough. Tune in tomorrow night. If you have anything that's bothering you, any trouble, heartaches, pain, or suffering, that you just want to talk about, God has a word for you tomorrow on an hour of reflection. Amen.
Amen.
At this time, we're going to turn it over to Brother Dog. Brother Dog, come on in.
All right. Thank you there, Brother D. Sister Mary, thank you. And I always like to say, you got to repent. Repent. That's the main thing. You got to repent. So with that being said, Sister Mary, we'll see you tomorrow, and God bless you, and we good to go. And don't worry about the phone. We always can work through it. Like Brother D said, the devil always trying to work, but he'll never get over on the word of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a blessed evening.
Okay, Sister Marion, thank you. All right, we're finna get on into the other part of the program. Brother D, thank you for jumping in there on time today. You jumped in there on time. Boy, you getting better than you must have been practicing. All right, y'all know wheelchair, Big Ben Harris, or whoever. Anybody want to come on and do a little talking? Kid, I need you on here. I don't know what happened to Brother Flop yesterday. I hope Brother Flop okay. You know, he don't usually miss no shows unless there's something going on. And, that wheelchair. What if you got Big Ben on the phone today? You got Big Ben on the phone today, wheelchair?
No, sir. Willie, I do not have Big Ben on the phone. But
okay,
I can tell y'all what Ben... I can tell y'all what Ben got going on. He got his race this weekend. They got private testing on Thursday. Then June the 30th, that's Friday. The gates going to open up at 5 o'clock. Track go hot at 6. It's $25 entry, $25 tech card. And he was putting the four-car shootout together. I don't know what night he got all that closed out. On Saturday, July the 1st, gates open up at 4, track go out at 2, I mean at 6, $25 entry fee, $50 tech cards, and they will be charging for golf carts and ATVs that are not with a car that is not being used for a pool car. He also got a race on Sunday. The gates going to open up at 2, track go out at 4. Same price. He's giving away over $20,000. Free entry, all steel, all glass, 16 car minimum, $20,000. And then he got a anything on 28 shootout too. Also, free entry, got a $2,500 purse. And he got the Pee Wee lead, all that going on Saturday. And on Sunday, it's the New Gen shootout that they're doing. It's going down to MGMP this weekend. And then you also, this weekend, you got Rock. You got the 484 shootout over in Orangeburg. And Rock is locked in with Salted Bitch and I think Pandemic. So it's been an action going around. I think on the 484, it's $2,500 entry fee, and he's going to put $10,000 on top. So with eight cars, not dog.
Yes, sir.
So, hey.
All right. Richard, don't you go nowhere because you might have to help the kid out.
I'm going to help that dumb out.
Yeah, you got to help kid out. Come up in there. Kids, you there, kid? I got to run. I got some hate.
Yo, I'm here. What's up, dog? What's up,
hate.
Wheelchair?
What up, kid?
Hey, Wheelchair, hey, who you like between the Rock and Salty Bitch?
Oh, Lord.
No.
Wheelchair, you can't. You scared to talk with? Salt the B with
you still,
space.
You still here, Wheelchair?
Salt the B with space, kid.
Hey, dog. Call Phil Shula and see if he's going to be there. If Phil Shula's going to be there, I might go.
803-6805.
More than likely, he'll be there because he ain't got no NHRA meet to go through this weekend.
803-6805. Oh, you got a lot of noise that you don't want to come on here. You made a mistake and it wasn't, but.
Right now, I will have to go with Saudi. I ain't seen the lawyer out, so right now I would have to go with Saudi.
Oh, okay.
Now, I don't want to open Brother D. Mike open. I don't want to open Brother D. Mike, but if y'all don't get this in right, then I'm going to have to open his mic. So, kid, I got some hate mail today.
Yeah.
I got some hate mail today. Now, Tate just had a race this past weekend, right?
Right.
Could you tell me what was the feature race? What was the feature race of Tate's race? What was the headliner race?
The headliner race.
Mm-hmm.
It was who in the hell Tate locked in the race?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. Come on.
Okay.
Tate's race said he was locked in.
Yeah. Well, I'm asking you, what was the headline race for Tate's race? I'm asking you that, kid. Shut up, wheelchair. Let kid figure it out. Come on, kid. You know, 601-9397, who we got?
Salty and Unfriendly Ghost, dog.
Who is this again? With all these
Juice
damn
man.
Who?
Juice Man, dog.
Superman. Oh, Juice Man.
Juice Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Juice, you got to go on mute. You got a lot of nerves there, Juice. You got to go on mute there with all that. Who was the highlight race?
Yeah,
Salty and
Unfriendly Ghost. Yeah.
Who was it again?
Salty Bitch and Unfriendly
Ghost.
You a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. That was not locked in. They didn't have no race. They didn't have no race locked in. Now. See, I'm trying to tell you, see, that what I'm trying to get at is, I ain't calling y'all dumb, but I'm just calling some people dumb. Thank you, Billy Washington. Now, y'all want to try again. It was not Salty Bitch and Unfriendly. You want to try again. I'm going to show y'all, when y'all send me all this hate mail, well, I ain't talking about y'all, kid, but I'm just letting you know, people send hate mail and don't even know what the hell going on. They send hate mail and don't even know what's going on. Don't be quiet, Wheelchair. Don't say nothing yet. I'm going to let them guess, keep on guessing. Pa Joe. What the heck you want, homeboy? What my homeboy want? I know he don't know. He's been out for so long.
Was Joseph Wells involved?
No. But be quiet. You wrong too. See that? Now this is what I'm talking. Wheelchair. You there, Wheelchair?
Yes, sir. What up, Willie?
See, this is what I mean when people send hate mail, talk about shit they don't know what they're talking about, accuse people of sitting there. Wheelchair, will you tell these knuckleheads what was the featured race for Tate's race?
The feature race for Tate Race.
Just a Jane, my bad, dog. Just a Jane.
Will you be quiet, man? Will you be quiet? I'm talking to Wheelchair, please.
It was Unfriendly Ghost and Jesse Jane, but Jesse Jane broke, so Everybody put the spotlight back on Unfriendly Ghosts in Lockdown.
Thank you. Unfriendly Ghosts in Lockdown. You tried to get in there, Juice Man, but you already had messed up.
Yeah.
So my point I'm trying to make, see, people didn't know that. Now, Wheelchair, could you tell me what was the results of that race, Wheelchair?
No. The results was Tate got his ass kicked.
Okay. All right. Stop right there. Stop right there. That's true. Now, Kid and Juice Man
yeah.
and Five Joe, if y'all want to. Did Tate have Tate got him in shootout now, and he had to run a top notch car? Could either one of y'all tell me which car was that?
Well, he ran Softy Bitch. That I know.
Okay. What was the result for that?
He lost.
Okay, that's two of them now. Y'all keep score now. That's two losses now. Also, I ain't talking about Tate. I'm just talking about the people that send me them hate mail. Now. Did he have another race locked? Did he have another race locked in with a semi-famous guy out of another state? Did he have another race locked in? Either one of y'all, Fajo, Juice Man, or Fajo?
I think he had somebody locked in Florida. I don't forgot which car it was. I can't keep up with
anybody. Tell me which car. Can anybody tell me which car? Juice Man, Fajo. Tell him what car we are here. Tell them what car we are.
Oh, okay. Balls deep.
All right. What was the results of that race?
I think you paid the puck out or something. Yeah.
Okay. Good report, kid. You did good, kid. I had to close y'all mic with all that noise, Juice Man. I don't know if it was you or Pajo, but I just closed both of y'all. Ain't no big deal, though. Okay, kid. Now, I ain't talking about it. See, they gave me some hate mail because they asked me why was Tate the thought. Well, Tate was a top-notch guy. Tate's top-notch guy. I mean, whether you like it or not, and whether people don't give him no credit, but he got his butt whooped twice, and he paid the punk out. So that's why he got to be the thought of his own race. So y'all can stop sending me that hate mail unless y'all got some justification.
Could I ask you a question? Was that your opinion?
Evidently it was if I gave it to him on the ballot report, evidently it was.
Okay, case closed.
Yeah. But I'm trying to say.
Damn, doubt it. They still beating you up on the ballot report, man.
Oh, man, I got all kind of hate mail, man. I get it every day. But all I'm saying is it's good, though, because it does keep up conversation. But what it does do, and I wanted people to realize it, just like y'all did, you got to pay attention to the damn race. Oh, that my man Jughead. He was there. Jughead, come on in there, Jughead.
Hey,
Juice Man, whoever got all that noise, man, put your phone on mute, man. Just when you talk, come on mute, and I'll leave your mic open. I know who it is, but just mute your phone until you get ready to talk.
Yeah,
I can deal with it if you're talking.
I'm gone.
I know who it is. What up, Jughead?
What's going on, dog?
Ain't nothing to it, brother. Ain't nothing. Now, kid, all I was doing was, kid, every time on the battery report, it's got to be something you did on the battery report to get it. Only one time I did it out of spite, and that was when I was messing with Tony Vine. I did some stuff out of spite. But on the rest of if you got one of them things on the battery report, you earned it. Now, like I said, you might think somebody else did it, but, you know, I gotta look at the highlighted people. Tate was a highlighted guy. He's still a highlighted guy. His car wasn't running right, but, hey, it ain't my fault. It's his fault or his people's fault. So if he got his butt whooped twice and paid the punk out, he was the thought of his own race. Not necessarily. But you notice I didn't joke him or nothing about that because Tate a stand-up guy. He stands in the paint. He, you know, whether you win, lose, or draw, he stands in the paint. I got to give him that. And that's what this race, that's what this shit is all about. And this race, his other stuff is just entertainment.
Did Tate have anything to say about the bear report?
No. I didn't. If he did, I didn't hear it. He didn't.
Yeah. Well, there you go, then, dog. I mean, all the other motherfucking DJs.
Jughead, listen, I'm just trying to make the point here. There's nothing wrong with everybody's opinion and saying what they want to say, but at least base their opinions on facts, on some facts, and not just on who they like, you know. Because I like Tate.
And
I love Tate. But, you know, the bad report is what it is. Come on, Jughead.
Yeah. Yeah, And I'm pretty sure Tate understand why he got it. He know what he did. He know what the hell went down.
You know what? Yesterday, Tate might have not realized he got it. He might not seen it. But by now, I figure he done said it. But he didn't. He ain't said nothing to me yet. Now he might say something to me later on, but he ain't said nothing to me yet. But he was in the running for the. He was in the running for the top. He was in the running because they ran up in him. Josh Lowe's in the running for the top. Josh Lowe's in the running for the top. But Josh Lowe don't have the status that Tate has. So if you up there on that ladder, you're gonna get more attention put on you than you would if you're not. Is that how? So being on top of the ladder can help you and it can hurt you sometimes in certain situations. But for y'all, that's just a little education on how the battle reports go and how you got to know what the hell going on when I give a certain person a certain thing. Now, don't get me wrong. I appreciate y'all questioning me about it because it keeps the conversation going. But know what you're talking about. Now, I got some more hate mail, too, Jughead, on why Thought the B wasn't the bear. Why Thought the B wasn't the bear. What's your thought on that, man? Jughead.
Thought the B didn't have no brother. He was in the shootout. Yeah, he wanted the shootout. But that goddamn Boss Beast was out there grudging. Even motherfucking Spots got there slapping him in the mouth. Every race I seen him run that weekend, or that Friday, he gave a motherfucker a spot.
Yes, sir. Okay, Spot. Good report, Joe. Juice Man, you want to say anything about that, Juice Man? Juice Man. Pajo, you want to say anything about that, Pajo?
Negative.
Okay, kids, you want to say anything about that kid?
I agree with Jughead.
Exactly. I mean, whether you agree with him or not, that's, you know, don't get me wrong now. I always did say they made me, well, they didn't make me, but we integrated shootouts in with grudge races. But that Balls Deep did all grudge races and did a hell of a job. And the first thing I got hate mail on that. Said, how come Salt to be when they bear of the week. And the first thing they want to holler, well, everybody else that win the shootout, they get the bear of the week. That is not true. That is not true. Normally what's been happening is, though, if the person that won the shootout got some three or four of them bears up in there and won it, then that makes a difference. Well, mm-hmm. let me see. They had two or three bears in there, but they wasn't, you know, they wasn't the bears, though. They weren't the bears that had fur on their They had patches knocked out their ass, though, them bears in that shootout.
Right, They were black bears. They weren't grizzly bears.
There you go, kid. Thank you, kid. So anyway, if anybody got anything today, we're gonna call this here Truth for Tuesday, y'all. We're gonna name this Truth for Tuesday.
Oh shit!
Willie Dog is on the hot seat. Any questions you want to ask Willie Dog? Hit the one button and ask me or text them to me. I'll read them off. If you don't want your name called, I won't call your name, and I'll answer your questions. And I warn you again: if you don't want to know the real answer, do not ask the question. So there it is. And how y'all doing out there today, everybody? Boy, it's getting kids. It's getting to be them three-digit numbers and that heat down, man. Lord have mercy, man. It's getting three digits.
Shit.
Now,
I probably would accept y'all three-digit numbers in the heat than all this goddamn fire smoke we got up here in Chicago, man. God damn. I thought I was in London.
Where it coming from? Where it coming from? Canada?
Shit, Canada? From Canada? From Canada?
Yeah.
Jeez, I woke up this morning. I thought I was in London.
Yeah. Somebody want to know this. Somebody sent me a question. Jughead and Kid, y'all cannot answer this now. Pajo, you there? You the Juice Man? I need Juice Man and Pajo. I need both of y'all. Are y'all there?
I'm here.
All right. The question came in. Who the smartest, Kid or Jughead? I swear I got a text, man. Who the smartest, Kid or Jughead? Juice Man, you apply your answer that?
Let me see.
And
I don't know.
All right, go back on mute there in your phone. You got noise in your phone there. Pajo, can you talk or you just listening, Pajo? I'm going to answer your question on Spencer.
Both of them have their different opinions. Kids more on the side where he's telling you the truth about the person, and Jughead is more on the racist side.
Mm-hmm. I hate to say it, that was going to be my answer, but both of them, I'm going to say both of them on the racing side.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a matter of when you ask me the question and what question. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Good report, homeboy. Good report. Damn good report, Pajo. Good report. Yeah, I mess with Kid because Kid's on there just as much as I am. Oh, somebody said it's a tie. It is a tie, though.
Oh, man.
But they said it's a tie. All right. They,
damn, Joe, here, we
got to
have a tiebreaker.
Another question just come in.
Yeah.
You got, well, see, Jughead came on in and redeemed himself today, kid. He was going to be the dumbest, but he came up with a hell of an answer just a while ago. That was a hell of an answer just a while ago. You was going to get the dumbest. Jughead. But anyway, Jughead, help you out.
Ding, ding,
anyway,
ding, 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 ding,
yeah,
ding.
Another question came in. Hands down, who's the fastest 5 inches below, in your opinion? Now, I reckon they said that to me, but I'm going to send it to y'all and see if y'all answer it, then I will answer then. It says, hands down, who's the fastest 5 inches and below, in your opinion? All y'all that mic is open, y'all got a chance to answer that if y'all want to.
I don't know about
that.
Oh,
man, that's a tough one right now.
Okay, hold on. Let me, I got to get on because y'all, Jughead, give me your answer, Jughead. Just give me your answer. I don't want no political ass answer. If you don't know, just say you don't know and be quiet. Don't try to elaborate why you don't know. It's an opinion anyway. It's an opinion because we don't know the times. It's an opinion. Come on.
And no shit.
Ain't nobody ask you no order. They just ask. Hold up, Jughead. Slide out. It ain't no order. They just ask you who you think is the fastest. That's one per. That's the one. Ain't no order. That's one.
Right now, Sausage Bitch.
All right. Thank you. Pajo, in your opinion, who you think 5 inches below the fastest out there, in your opinion, Pajo?
Whoever get to the track and get going the quickest. Because all of them, right. Body right. Got the same good stuff.
Okay.
Whoever get the fastest on the track.
Pajo falls right in the category of being the dumbest on the show today right now, as of right now, with that dumb ass answer he just gave in. That ain't no damn answer, Pajo. That ain't no damn answer. I asked you who you think was the fastest. You can't say that. Give me a name. Give me a car.
There ain't no damn time up there. No.
Okay. Juice Man, give me your answer, Pajo. Who you think? We know ain't no time up there, homeboy. Come on, homeboy. Juice Man, who you think is the fastest out there, 5 inches below? Who you think?
I gotta think Dosey, dog.
Okay, good report. Kid, who you think? We know ain't no time like that, homeboy. Come on now. Don't get
all right.
What you need with kids?
Kid,
who you think?
I'm gonna go with Bobby Cole, man.
Okay. Now, in my official mind now, I'm gonna go with Josie Wells. I'm going with Josie Wells. In my mind. That don't mean I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
And homeboy, like I said, we know
right.
We don't know the time. We just ask you what you think. You know,
right.
We know we don't know the time. So that's why I answer. Let's see here what Chaos City Kale want. What you want, Chaos City Kale? Who you got on your phone? You must got Tate on your phone.
I got some people on here, so I'm going to say Josie Wells.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see what the hell Trika talking about. Josie until proven otherwise. Okay. Trika said Josie Wells.
Hey, Carol, what about Wesley Snipes?
Wesley Snipes ain't croak up this year.
Who is
Wesley
that?
Wesley Snipes ain't did nothing. That's Private
who
Ryan, that? I think that's Private Ryan.
Yeah, Wesley ain't did nothing, Ryan.
Oh, man.
No, Ryan.
Ryan.
He ain't been running yet. He ain't running yet, Private Ryan. So we can't put him in there.
He need all pressure, Private Ryan. Come on, man.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just going on what they're going to do.
Right, okay.
You know, you got the fastest car.
Hold up, Private Ryan. We can't go off that because my main man, the one I like, even though I don't like him, Ryan Brown, he said he was going to kill everybody too, but he ain't undefeated. So we can't go by what they said. We got to go by what we done seen. But you still my man, right? You still my man. I love you, boy. I love you. All right, guys, hold up. Let me see if I got any more questions. If I ain't got no more, okay. McCain raising disorderly conduct, if that's a 5-inch, I believe it's one, but I'm not sure. Well, McCain's raising with disorderly conduct, everybody in the world know that they're not in our wheelhouse. I'm going to just leave it at that. They're not in our wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to leave it at that. So McCain raising with disorderly conduct, them does not get any recognition on my show. I'm just saying me. That's my personal opinion on my show because they're not in the same wheelhouse with the people that we deal with over here. I'm going to leave it at that. Now, we don't get no more questions. I got Private Ryan on here, and you know I put him on there. He can talk.
I love the way he talk. He ain't like skin. He ain't going to cuss you out. He's just going to make you look bad, though. Proud around, how you doing today, man?
You know what? I'm doing pretty good.
Well, look here. You
good.
Know, it's been a lot of discussion. It's been a lot of discussion. Everybody's called you a dumbass, and he don't know what he's talking about. He ain't did this, and he ain't did that. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's saying they're scared to run you because you're too fast for them and all that. How would that make you? They playing you like a yo-yo, ain't it, brother, right? They playing you like a yo-yo, ain't it?
Well, see, in your words, you say you play them like, they playing like a yo-yo. In my words, they bend in the knee.
Oh, okay. Okay, talk to me.
They bend in the knee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how fast none of those cars are, but I'm willing to find out.
All right.
I definitely
well, hold on.
Want to
let me,
find
let me,
out.
Hold on before I get you started. Let me talk to you. Jughead. Jughead.
Yeah, now come on.
You've been doing good today now. I ain't going to mess with Ty Joe because he's still big and he's been quiet lately, so I don't know what he's doing. He might be in the gym. Jughead, in your opinion, do you know Private Ryan's car? Dirty Diana, do you know
yes.
the car?
Yes.
In your opinion, you think he outclasses the cars, the G-body cars? Give me one car you think that can run with him. That can run with him. Give me, in your opinion,
that can run with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of G-body can run with him.
I asked you to give me one, man. They're all right. Did I ask you to give me one, man?
One car here.
Yeah. You know, I try to break it down for y'all, and y'all make yourself look dumb. Okay, you said Teflon done. Pajo, do you know a Dirty Diana car? Pajo, do you know his car? Pajo?
Which one? Teflon Don or one you call Private Ryan?
A Private Ryan. Do you know his car?
Yeah.
Okay. In your opinion, give me one car you think that can run with him. I just want if you think you that can run with Private Ryan, Dirty Diana.
Can't think of the car name.
Okay. Even now,
it was
no. Okay, don't worry.
About oh boy, the dude that can run with
him. No man,
a little turbo car,
Austin awesome Pruitt ain't in, even in this category, Pajo. Joe. Awesome Austin Pruitt on another level, man.
Juice.
There you go. Okay,
juice.
Thank you. There you go. Don't say anything else. Oh boy, you're right. You back on track now. Juice man, in your opinion. In Private Ryan's car, Dirty Diana, do you know the car? That's why I'm going to ask you first. Do you know the car?
Yes, sir.
What car out there that you think that can run with him? Give me one car that you think that can run with him.
Teflon Don.
Okay, no problem. Kid, same question, kid. I don't have to repeat it. You should have heard it by now.
I'm gonna go with Teflon Don. I would love to see that.
Okay. But we'll say you ain't got to get in this, and we'll say you're a promoter, so don't you get in this shit. All right. Now, I don't consider John Dillinger or Keisha in the same category. Come on, guys. All right. Private Ryan.
Yeah.
You heard the verdict on you. Okay. I know. No problem. You heard the verdict on you. They said the car that could run with you probably would be Juice or Teflon Don. What's your thought on them two cars running with you, Private Ryan?
Well, Teflon Don, I know I can't win. But Juice,
okay,
I'll break his motherfucking neck.
Oh,
dang.
Jesus.
Act like
oh, dear.
I like that
nigga right there.
That's Chi-Town. He's from Chi-Town.
Oh, man.
Hold up.
My phone went out. What you say about Juice? My phone went out.
I'll break his motherfucking back.
Damn. I like that nigga right there.
Who said that? I like that.
Lock
your ass.
Lord, how much?
Hey, who said that? I gotta get that on tape, man. I like that nigga.
It's Juice man, dog. It's Juice man.
Oh, Juice, you sounded good then, dude. Juice, you sounded good then, boy. Hit it one more time. Hit it one more time, Juice.
I like that nigga right there.
Damn. Yeah. Now that's why they don't like Private Ryan, man. Private Ryan is nice, nasty, man. He's a nasty, nice guy, man. Down south, y'all know what nice, nasty is. That damn Private Ryan is.
Yeah.
Kid, what am I doing with him, kid?
Key, what I'm going to do with him?
Hey, dog. Dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know why I really said that because he said he respect the fact that he can't beat Teflon, but the other motherfucker here break his back. He ain't go doing all that punk faking shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He said some real shit.
I got a question for Ryan. Do you want some get back from
Omar? Yeah, do I want to do what?
Did you ever want your get back from Omar?
My get back?
I know you had a miss. Yeah, I know you had a little situation
that was,
in that race
that was,
against him.
I beat his ass too. He paid me the punch out, but I'm not understanding the get back. That's a shootout.
Is that the one you red lighted on?
Yeah, that's how.
Is that the one you red
lighted
on,
Jughead? Yeah. That's it. But did I lose? Did I lose that in a shootout? That's
child's play. That brings up another question, Ryan. People saying they minimize it because it was in a shootout. Does it make a difference because you didn't have to put up $2,000 or $3,000 and you just was running them in a shootout? Does that lessen the ass whipping on it? Just asking a question. Does that lessen the ass whipping?
No, it don't count. That don't count to me. I like to get up there one on one, mustache to mustache.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do. I'll run Juice and Omar in the same day.
Oh.
Well, I really, like I said, whoever I respect you saying you don't want none of Teflon Don, but me personally,
yeah.
I pay to see that race with Juice and you. I think Juice might pull that. I think Juice will whoop your ass.
He probably.
If they ever lock on, I'll bet you
$100. I'm talking about from what I've seen this past weekend. They might start. Ryan might look better. Juice might look worse, or vice versa. So you know, I gotta wait till I see him again on the same property. But this past weekend, when I see them on the same property, I kind of like Juice.
And next time that y'all see. So they gonna have to pay for it. That's all.
Okay. Right on.
You know.
So Private Ride, what is your thoughts about the guys basically trying to don't want to race you because they said they didn't get no good reason? What's your thoughts about that? They just didn't.
They gay?
What's your thoughts about that?
They gay?
Give it to me in racing terms, though. Is it they think you're too fast for them? You got a better car? You got a big, huh?
They scared, though.
They scared.
Now, Ryan,
them motherfuckers scared.
Now, everybody that's on the phone today, guys, I'm gonna ask you again. If you're not talking, please mute your phone. If you're not talking, because I can hear all that background noise. I'll take it as long as you're talking. But if you ain't the one talking, I don't want that background noise today, please. While we got a discussion, because Ryan don't talk that loud, and I want to make sure I hear everything you said, because I got a feeling in the future it's going to be some shit with Ryan and a whole bunch of more people. Now, Ryan, let me ask you a question now. Everybody know about the North and South stuff, and everybody always want to go back with the North and South. And when they get a good guy like yourself from up North that's got a pretty fast car, well, they want to always brag about it. Now, Private Ryan, can they really brag that hard since up North you ain't got nobody that willing to grab you? So what you think about that? Do you have to come down south for somebody to even maybe want to run you? What you say about that?
Well, you know what? I'm going to say this. I own the west side of Chicago. And
oh, come on, Ryan.
Good God Almighty.
Yeah, I own the west side of Chicago. I'm going to get these. And, you know, I own a little bit of part of down south.
Hit it, Juice, man. Hit it, Juice, man.
He's fine, dog.
Come on, Juice, man. You got to be ready when I tell you to hit it, man. Hit it, Juice, man. Damn, Juice, man. Messing my flow up. I like that, nigga. But go ahead. You man, I'm gonna mute your mic, man. You messing my flow up, man.
Hey, I'm bullshit.
Hold up. I was just annoyed, dog.
I don't give a goddamn if you was in the noise. Did I tell you talking? I don't care about the noise. If you talking.
It wasn't going to come out right, though. It came at the wrong time.
Come on,
what you say, Will, too?
No, I ain't saying that. What's up, Jeff?
I'm just speaking, bro.
What it do, Will, too?
Yeah, I heard somebody, too.
The weird church.
Yeah, I heard somebody.
Jughead.
Yeah, dog.
What's your overall opinion of Private Ryan? What's your overall opinion of Private Ryan?
I love that man. That man is all about racing. He ain't saying he's scared of nobody. He stay in his lane, but that man ain't scared to go out there, dog.
Juice man. Juice man, what's your opinion of Private Ryan, Dirty Diner? What's your overall
man,
opinion?
Man, it look like he's trying to go, dog. I think he'll race. I don't believe he's bullshitting.
All right. Pajo, you done heard him talk on the show. You might not know him personally. What's your overall opinion of him, Pajo?
I think seen a couple of clips from him, but I'm still, he rolling. Like, who is this? I mean, a new car. I've seen a little bit, been working like him, but I see the car, like, who in the hell is Dirty Diner? And when I seen him go, I was like, okay then.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
okay.
He's going to put some pressure on you.
Okay. All right, kids, you know him personally. What's your overall opinion of him on the racing scene, kid?
You really want me to tell you?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me.
He's goddamn it very disrespectful to a lot of people with race cars.
Right, okay. But if they don't like it, what they can do then, kid? If they don't like it.
Shit. Tap him on the shoulder.
Okay.
But he's very disrespectful. He's very disrespectful.
The problem is, a lot of these motherfuckers know
it.
They got them tapping
them
on the shoulder. They got
the
fight.
Hold on, Joe. Let me finish my interview. Y'all, let me finish my interview. We got to have some symbols on there. Private Ryan, what's your overall opinion? What's your overall opinion of Private Ryan?
Train to go. Goddamn soul is train
to go. That's BET juice.
The street commander, train to go.
Yes, sir. Okay, right. Private Ryan, as of right now, if you had to knock one mother out, just one mother out, who would it be? What car you want to knock out? What car you, just one, just give me one.
Juice. Oh, my bad, dog.
Will you shut up?
Bless you.
Zay from up here.
Now hold on, slow down now. I heard you didn't want number G body in that round. Now Zay is not a G body.
Well, you know me and him got something personal going on.
Okay.
Yeah, I told you it was disrespectful.
Okay, no. I just wanna see like I said, you on this show, I gotta keep the facts in order.
I wanna put him in a headlock. Then the next, I want him bad, but Juice, you know how you sweep some little dust off the porch in the morning time?
Uh-huh.
That's what I do to Juice. I sweep him off the porch. I get
Private Ryan, me personally, I love Juice, personally. First, I ain't seen him but a couple of times. It's my second time seeing him. I love Juice, and I love the operation they got. They got one of the top-notch drivers. Now, why do can y'all let me ask my goddamn question, guys? Can y'all let me finish my fucking question, please? Damn. Why do you want Juice so bad, Private Ryan? Why do you want Juice so bad?
Because of the driver.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
My driver better than his. My driver better than that driver. My tuner better than a tuner. My driver, my tuner better than their damn tuner. My car is better than theirs.
Damn.
Okay.
And I want some. And I want some bad.
Come on, Bobby. Relieve some of it. Come on, Bobby. Help me relieve some of this pressure. It's hard trying to keep these guys quiet, boy. They don't realize. They don't know it. They don't know it. Come on in there, Bobby. Come on in there, Bobby.
I told you
he was
disrespectful.
Good pat. He's right on a good path. I'm liking his album, shit. He just say
it. He's disrespectful,
Bobby. If he did, that's what I'm trying to tell about it. If everybody just shut up and do it in order, we can hear them answers. He got some good answers. And the reason I want him, and I wanted y'all to him, listen up real good. This shit ain't finna stop today now. This is the beginning. This shit ain't finna stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting today. This is the start
mm-hmm.
of the shit. Somebody
mm-hmm.
on this phone right now, sitting back with their goddamn jaws tight as shit, because they don't like what Private Ryan
oh, man.
They don't like what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody,
well,
right
you know what
if
you don't like it, you know what you can do, right?
Well, what
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, that's
why
I want
right.
y'all to be quiet so everybody can hear what Private Ryan says. Bobby know what I mean. We got somebody right now about to break their goddamn teeth, gritting their teeth, because they don't like this shit what Private Ryan says. They got a clock
oh, man.
That's almost, that they can almost try with. But, they,
mm-hmm.
you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She didn't want to believe him when I told you he was disrespectful.
Yeah, he disrespectful.
Yeah,
no, see, you can't mention. See, this is the way I operate. You can't mention my name and thinking I ain't gonna do nothing about it.
Uh-huh.
You understand? So when I come around, they got to bend the knee. See, these people, they don't even want to look me in my eyes. When I come around, they look down
mm-hmm.
at the ground because they don't want me to say shit to them.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And nephew know what it is. Nephew try to be
oh,
my friend, but he don't want to go. He don't want to go out there. I bet you,
oh.
look, this is what I can bet. I bet you
uh-oh.
My driver will leave him at the tree.
Nah, I disagree on that now. I disagree with you
hey,
on that, but go ahead.
I mean, everybody had their own opinion. This is, you asked me a question. This is my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
When they snap a photo shot, a picture after 3:30, it's gonna
mm-hmm.
be a single. It's gonna be a single pass down through there, and it's gonna be when they snap it after 6:60, it's definitely gonna be a fucking single pass down through there.
Take over the show, Bob. I'm about to tell you shit. I got
Lord have mercy. That goddamn Ryan.
That goddamn Ryan, that mother, he just disappeared.
What's wrong with him?
He ain't like
him. I don't know.
Hey, let me tell you something else, though, kid. Kid, let me tell you something else. Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody hit the one button and said nothing about it, neither.
Yeah.
That was
oh,
I'm
shit. He,
ain't
he,
nobody
he,
hit the one button and said nothing about it.
You just
hey,
said it. A lot of them got cars, but they jaws is a goddamn wild shit. They must have went to the dentist or something.
All right, now y'all know nephew owned by the cold line over there now while y'all talking that shit.
It don't matter if he, I'll say the same thing that I'm saying right now. I said to him, I said to
mm-hmm.
the driver, I said to the
mm-hmm.
tutor, I'll talk to the car.
Okay, hold on, Private Ryan. Did nephew himself say anything to you for you to be wanting that bad? Did he say something to you or something?
Yeah, this is the thing. They told me back in February they was going to lock me in with that car. You see, you can't lie with Ryan.
Oh, okay.
So you tell me a lie,
okay.
Well, are you accountable for it?
Okay.
They were
going
to lock you in. But they ain't locked you in yet.
No, they haven't. And then I told them I want to show enough. I want to see. I make people eat their words. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, see, I can't really say why I'm doing this, you know, but I just want to embed. But I got a reason behind it. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
See, sometimes you take a lot of people down when you knock off certain people. See, I want the whole ship to go down. If we can't get
mm-hmm.
one of them, we'll get the next one.
Oh,
I
man, not like the Titanic.
Yeah. Ryan is that's a disrespect. Yeah, we got. I'm about to put another goddamn category on the very poll. Who the most disrespectful?
I'm telling you.
I'm just telling you the truth. I'm just telling you. See, if you
Bob,
can't
I gotta
go
put another
get,
damn thing on the very poll. That man, that just disrespectful,
so
man.
Ryan, so who the
them?
Hold up in that lock in?
Them.
Oh, so you ain't the hold up. You DP ready right
look,
now.
Look, if y'all tell me it's going to be a lock-in for Juice, and still on the 21st, for 9 o'clock, is locked in my ear.
Damn.
No, we need to get
one on
phone.
Five.
Oh,
one on five.
We need to get Juice on the phone, dog. Somebody get this man on the phone.
Lord, the only reason I didn't get him on the phone, Joe, is I really didn't hear Juice said he wanted none of that trouble. So, I heard Juice said he wanted none of that trouble.
They said they didn't want none. But I think when somebody say they don't want something so fast, it becomes like they disrespected me because I think they sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So I may kind of think, kind of twist it up, but they say it so fast, I think it's they trying to trick me. They trying to deceive me. They say, no, we don't want none. We don't want none of that.
But Private Ryan, you said you would break his neck.
Why?
Damn. You said you're going to break his
neck. It won't be nothing left. It won't be nothing left. See, I'm going to say it again. Let me go in order. My driver is better than his.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
Now,
my
tuner, I 100% disagree your driver being him. I 100% disagree with that shit.
Now, I'm going to tell you this.
Yeah, it's open.
My driver is better than his. My tuner is better than his. And my car is better than his. As a matter of fact, my team is better than their team. How can they win?
So why should we race?
Oh.
Because you looked at me. That's why. I'm going to punish you.
Well, don't be in my
house. You should never look at me.
I read body language.
See, your body language said that you want to go, but I don't think y'all can take that loss. Your body language said y'all want to go, but I don't think you can take that loss.
Mm-hmm.
You right, but let me tell you why he mad though.
Talk to me, nephew.
I met Ryan through tape.
Mm-hmm.
We all agreed to go to a club at Tate, you know, Tate had a show, so we all agreed to go meet up at Tate's show. So, you know, a lot of other women's in the show, so me and Ryan had a bet, see who can have a, you know, do the best in the club. After the club, this motherfucker mad, because I tell him, I put three holes in there, and he got two phone numbers. He mad. We had the same club doing the same dance and the same shit. He mad. He didn't get shit, and I did, though. That's what he don't hear right now.
Okay.
Motherfucker had his chance to get me. All he had to do was win one time. Couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
shit.
I don't know. Nephew, are you
going? I want juice. You had the chance to get some juice.
Are you drunk?
Yeah, a little bit.
You got to be. I don't know nothing about what you're talking about. I just want
to. He's trying to say, if you had won that round in that shootout, you'd have got him. That's what he's trying to tell you.
No, but see, a shootout for me is just for fun. You understand? It's just for fun. You lock in that damn dirty diamond. That damn pot can grow. You understand?
That was a nice pot to try to win. 8,000. Hey, Pat Ryan, y'all hold up. Everybody go on mute with your phone with the noise. Let me put it in another way. Let me throw another scenario out there that somebody might not be looking at. Bobby Cole told me this is a hustle. This is a game of hustling. So if this is a hustle, Private Ryan, if you can't get nobody to run you, why the hell would Juice run you and maybe beat you and run away his money?
I can't answer that.
Somebody,
you know,
can anybody answer that? To me, that might be a smart move, but not run by not running you.
I decline him. Am I on the bus right now?
No, I want to race. I want to race Sure Thing. He told me
okay.
that he didn't want to run me unless I give him the clear. And I told him that's not what happened.
I'm very flattered. I'm flattered by how you're chasing me.
Look, I want to run all those cars that was in that shootout one by one. For here. All of them, one by one. I'll run one on a Friday. I'll run two on a Saturday.
Damn.
And I'll be locked in for one on five. All of them.
Well, Private Ryan, I love what you're saying, but go back to what I asked the question. Why would he run you and maybe what? Hey man, who got all the noise, man? And nobody talking with me, so that could have been on mute.
I'm in the restaurant, so maybe me.
All right, just when you ain't talking, then go on mute when you, and then come out when you got to talk with him. What about the question I asked everybody else on the phone too? Is that that might be a smart move on nephew by not running? Because Juice, he can't get a damn run. So if he go out there and run close to him or beat him, where else gonna put Juice at then?
Well, hold on, dog. Didn't that man just win the fucking shootout, showing he was the bad motherfucking G body out there? So what's the problem?
Well, that just because
he went
wrong.
He didn't show. He didn't show. He didn't.
What's the problem?
Where?
What are you saying, Ty?
He beat the same car that beat Private Ryan.
Right.
The same night.
Yeah.
So why? How is that saying that he don't want to show too much if he go run Private Ryan? Leon Speaks
beat the shit out of goddamn it Mohammed Ali, but what you call him couldn't do it. So just cause you know, I know what you're saying though. But you know, that's different. But go ahead, y'all talk. I'm just trying to stir up a little shit.
You know, Five Ryan trying to lock that man in. He want his motherfucking head on a platter.
Right.
I
get him when I see him. So then I decline.
Right on.
No, but this is how you get me. You lock me in. There's no, you can't go to a five-star restaurant and not make no reservations. A lock-in is a reservation. You're not going to see me. But if you want to see me, for sure.
If I don't see you, I mean,
if you,
what the fuck?
No, I know.
And then they say they want to lock Prime Ryan in beforehand?
Yes, did Private Line lock in beforehand?
Uh-oh.
So what was the problem? Okay, let me get to the bottom of that. Private Line, why didn't you lock in?
We ain't got to get to the bottom of that. We ain't locked in.
Okay, so what's the problem then?
I know. How about I move out the way you get them? What's wrong with that?
I ain't got nothing to get with. Ryan, go on mute to get ready to talk, Ryan.
They're very disrespectful.
That nephew nasty too, ain't
he? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Goddamn
nephew
by none.
Nephew my brother, but, looking for me. He looking for you.
Right. I ain't looking for him, either. What he saying?
Come on, Private Ryan. What you got to say about it?
He said he won't juice. He won't juice bad the whole week.
No, but they don't. You know, like they trying to go through the motions of picking cars and all that. See, I don't have the luxury of picking cars. I just go after who I want. That's
right.
What makes the grudge. That's what it's called a grudge. Yeah. Oh, you don't want me, huh? What's wrong with me?
Nah.
What's wrong with me? You don't want me?
Don't nobody else want you.
Why ain't nobody else want me? They should. See, I don't have people talking. See, this is the crazy part. I don't have
Come
a
on.
Person in grudge racing talking to me. Talk to y'all. Mm-hmm.
Man, that how much talking got you paid Friday night?
You said how much talking got me paid? Actually, talking. But you know what? Actually, when I talked, that's where I got my race, because I opened my mouth up. You know?
I ain't say too much. I just showed it.
You ain't show nothing. You got into a shootout. But let's do a one-on-one shootout. Let's see how good of a driver you are, just like I told you. My driver better than you. My tuner better than your tuner. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And if y'all took a look at me, I look better than y'all. You understand? Right. So, you know.
I think that was the tongue you were about, man.
Lord have mercy.
Well.
Honestly, I can tell you is I'm ready, man. I'm ready. You did something
a lot of people couldn't do. You got nephew to come over here and talk on the show. Nephew don't need to come over here and talk on the show, man.
Ryan got to realize that, see, these things ain't going to get me to race him. I'm going to race him when I'm ready to race him.
Nephew, if if I was y'all, I'll race me right now. Mm-hmm. That's what I would do. You get what I'm saying? Because we got a race in July. We gonna have a race up here in August.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there ain't no telling on when I'll be back down south.
Rob, we got a question came in for you. He said if you got the best of everything and then everybody else, why did you lose in the shootout?
Why? Yeah. Because the car faster than me. It's faster than mine.
Oh.
That's plain and simple. But the only way we can prove that theory. If we get in there, the one-on-one grudge match. Not no damn shootout.
Mm-hmm.
Got a point there.
No, you got a point, but it don't. Even in the shootout, ain't you one-on-one with the joker you're running? You still one-on-one with the joker you're running, right?
That a shootout don't mean nothing to me. I'm just telling you.
Right. Right.
Hey, now that shit mean, man, when you don't win it.
Oh, shit.
No, it don't. Well, so, hey, but guess what? None of it means nothing if you don't get up there. You understand what I'm saying? There's nobody out of y'all that challenged me.
Hey, Ryan, like I said, you know, I like to keep it controversial, but I like to keep it real, too. Now, that man put up $1,000 and won $8,000. If he run you 1-on-5, which one is the better option?
I mean, you put up $1,000 and you run your car three times, or you put up $5,000 or $10,000 and you won it one time. So it just depends on how you look at it.
I don't know what you was doing.
You said, did I bet? No, I didn't.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Yeah, because y'all's a damn fools.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't make those things. I don't do that.
Right. There was a fool for Ben, right? What was a fool for? You for Ben, right?
But we
that's my theory. I wouldn't do it. And I didn't do it. I knew I knew exactly what I was doing.
We knew exactly what we were doing.
Yeah, you're dodging. You're playing dodgeball. That's what you're doing.
Oh, man.
If you would have won that one more round, I couldn't have dodged you, Ryan.
Yeah. Well, guess what?
God damn.
That's the only time you want to see me is in a shootout.
Hey, maybe not.
Oh, okay.
Is y'all breaking in this category, Kelly?
What about Straightening? You want some of that up right there? That white
Malibu. Straightening? It's not in my category. It's not in my category. I got a stock suspension car. That's all I can say. I got a stock.
Man.
No, it's not at all. I've got a car that fits in the category. But if I brought a car that fits in y'all category, y'all won't do nothing. Because if I bring that damn ghost to the track, Randy Moss ain't gonna get up there. Let's not talk about categories and who fit in the category. Because I don't like that. My own personal opinion, it only counts to me. But I'm gonna voice my personal opinion.
Okay.
Tate beat the hell out of Randy Moss, and I seen Randy Moss. Hold on. I seen Randy Moss in that top four, top five. He lost the grudge race. So how is the person that whooped him is not in that top five or that top four?
Well, I know you got a lot of money, but let me hit you on some smartness. You knew though the year changes and they do different shit different years, right?
But can I tell you this? We'll do it again.
We're addressing what you wanted to know.
You said when?
Yeah.
He beat him at y'all race.
Right, when?
Last year.
Yeah, last year.
Right. I think Donald Rankin be going on this year. He going on.
That's right.
I could be wrong.
You're right.
But could I tell you something? We challenged him this year. We challenged Randy Moss and Sweetness.
Right.
And if you know, I may be going off, but I'll make Tate give that damn Sweetness the back tire.
Right. You might do that.
Huh? You just want to kill nephew, don't you?
I am flattered. I'm cheesy like hell. Like I got he wants me so bad. That shit feel good about it.
No, I'm just telling you the truth. Tate may be mad at me after the phone call, but I just have to tell him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Tate going to say, man, you ain't going to get nowhere with that motherfucker.
No, because y'all.
If Tate on Brother D-Line, it's over. So I don't know what he has now.
Because y'all scary, man.
That motherfucker ain't going to do nothing, man.
None of y'all going to do nothing.
You can kind of like concentrate on?
No, I'm concentrating on y'all. We'll get one of y'all.
Mm-hmm. I'm flattered, though. I tell you. I appreciate it.
Private Ryan got a bullseye for you, Kelly. That damn Private Ryan wants you back in the home on slot.
Man, got all the shit decided to pull it back.
Oh, you got a flashlight out in the daytime.
Everything, man.
Bobby, what you talking about, Bobby?
No, go ahead. That's fine.
Tate on the phone. Tate, where you at, Tate?
My.
I'm right here, dog. What up? Five rounds said Tate want all that smoke.
That ain't nothing new, dog. I ain't gonna beat a dead horse. I don't want to go out there. Shit, I'm tired of looking for motherfuckers that was looking for me that don't want to go. So I'm ragging fight this fight. I'm done with it. Shit. I'm looking for some motherfuckers. I'm looking for some motherfuckers that want to go. Wesley motherfucker tonight. So soon as he ready and I'm ready, what the same race? That's the next motherfucker I want. And then let's talk to him. The rest of the motherfuckers that really wanted me don't want me no more. I want a motherfucker that want to fuck just like I want to fuck. And I think the little chubby boy, he might have a little, he might be wrecked. So we'll see. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, who looking for you though, Tate? Who looking for you?
I don't know. Find me somebody.
Ain't nobody. Yeah. So you mean tell me, with all this popping and pooping down the track, ain't nobody can't tap you on the shoulder?
No, they ain't, no, not really. She's, no, hell no. I don't even know why. See, that slow motherfucker. I don't know why. That dog just tell you that. Dog just said Balls D could have gave me 1-1. I don't know what the fuck the problem is.
I said the back tie.
Okay, so Balls D could have gave you the back tie. You ain't beat nobody this year. Ain't nobody came tap you on the shoulder.
No, sir.
Good God,
I've been nice, and I've been trying to be nice.
I told you not to be nice, Kate. I told you not to be nice.
Well, sound like a lot of people ain't got no hands.
The last time he was mean, you got one motherfucker you won't even speak to him hardly no more.
Well, tell me,
man. Yeah, I don't know what EP. What's wrong with EP? Man, they don't want to race no more. That's why I got in the shootout. Fuck, I catch some of these motherfuckers. I catch some of these motherfuckers in them shootout. See if they want to gamble.
Mm-hmm.
They might gamble. I don't know. Nephew said if Ryan would have made it to the next round, you know, they would have probably gambled or whatever. So, you know, I guess that's where you got to catch them at. Shit, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what I'm saying? Any means necessary then?
Yeah, it's by any means necessary. Some kind of way. If you don't catch them in the wash, you got to try to catch them in the rinse cycle. That's all.
Oh, man.
Mm.
Well, Tate, with that philosophy, where you don't like to do shootouts, but the Joker won't grab you one-on-one, and the only way you might get him is in a shootout. What's that going to mean for y'all too?
I mean, really, it ain't going to even be about their money because, you know, you do got, like, okay, when I won that race, you had at least 7, 8, 9, at least 10 people that said I was going to get my ass whooped. So I just look at, it's going to be a lot of gambling on the side for me and my team. You know, we can make money that
right.
way, dog. I mean, not per se gambling with the person in the car, because I mean that own the car, because I definitely know I ain't no goddamn fool, and they ain't either. If they ain't trying to put their own money up no other kind of way, whether it's $2,000 or $3,000, even if it's a little money, if I beat them in the shootout, they ain't gonna bet shit, right? So I ain't per se looking to capitalize no money from the owner of the car. They ain't gonna go. I mean, I don't know why. The fans got more faith in them. Some of these guys' cars. I'm not even particularly talking about just Randy Moss of Sweden. I'm not. Let's get that straight. I'm saying, but the fans got more faith in some of these guys who own cars than they got in their goddamn self. So, I can get in there like I just did this weekend. I won a little money on the side on a couple of them races, them two races, and. Hell, you got to try to get some money out of this motherfucker. I can't let that motherfucker just sit.
Right.
Can't let it sit.
Right. But, Tate, your car wasn't running 100% this week. You said you had some problems with you. You had some new stuff you put on your car. You hadn't got the bugs worked out of it yet?
Yeah, no. Yeah, we got some work to do with it. But, you know, we still a gamble, though. You see what I'm saying? I still try to do my grudge race. I did that. I mean, I don't use that as no if I'm at the track already and I'm locked in, I don't use that as no excuse. I still went out there. We still raced my car. I still ran it, and, you know, we got some work to do. We're going to do that, and at this point, I'm going to do what I got to do to get it rectified and get it where I want it to be, because, like I said, I got Q, I got an infrared beam on his motherfucking head. And when that time comes, we're going to pull that trigger. It's going to blow his brain.
Oh, Lord.
Damn. Not the sniper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to show that boy that you know, I ain't to be fucked with. I'm going to show him.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they look for that man with a flashlight in the daytime. They say
Tate's
sitting in the woods with a guillotine suit on.
It just might happen at Danny Boy Racing. We can get things done. We need to get down to the car. And he ready. If he got oil pressure and he want to go to war at Danny Boy Race, it's going to be a Danny Boy Race. If he ain't ready and I ain't ready, it'll happen at somebody else race out today. Somebody going to benefit from this shit. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody going to benefit.
Yeah. No, Tate sitting out in the woods with a guillotine suit on.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that right now. Like you said, Tate said it. Like I said, the man ain't got oil pressure now, so he ain't really putting that much pressure on him because he ain't who's doing it if he ain't got no oil pressure right now. But when he do get it, he got to come with it, though. He got to come with it.
If
he get oil pressure and I got oil pressure, well, if we both going to the same place and he got oil pressure, wild dogs and horses can't keep me off that boy ass. That's all I'm saying.
Lord, how much?
I told you sitting in the woods with a guillotine suit.
Damn.
You know,
I might have to fight my buddy off because Bobby want his ass just as bad as me. I might have to fight Bobby off, lock
Lord.
His ass up.
When
did Bobby Q get into it, huh? When did Bobby Q get into it? Bobby been that QS. Shit, Bobby been at his ass too for the last 2-3 months.
I ain't know that.
So Tate, I got a question for you. In other words, what you're saying is it'll take an act of Congress to keep you off his ass. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Oh, okay then. All right. Just trying to get on the stand.
They
better not go to lunch. If they go to lunch, Tate might slip in there and get him anyway. If they go to lunch.
Damn. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I'm serious about that. So I mean that's really all I got ready to look forward to for the rest of this year is just me and that race getting off, so it is what it is.
Let me ask you a question. We had Private Ryan on the hot seat and he did a hell of a job answering the question. Tate, now a lot of people don't understand it now. I understand it, but you know I'm gonna do what I do. Tate, now you're talking all this shit about Wesley Snipes and all this and shit and get it hyped up. Now, if you go out there and get your ass whooped, what is Tate going to feel then if he goes to get his ass whooped?
Tate ain't going to feel no different than you see me feel this. Dog, Tate ain't going to feel different than you see me feel this weekend. You got to bring some
right
ass
on.
And get some ass.
Right
and
on.
That's what's
good
wrong
point.
Racing now. These niggas feel some type of way.
That's what I'm trying to understand. People don't understand it.
Hey, guess what? I lost the lockdown. I tried to run them right back Saturday. I paid what's the name of the punk out. I ain't want to give him no spot. His car look good. I try to run him head the fuck up. That's just what they do. I ain't fretting no ass whooping. That's why. And I'm giving him my own money. I ain't looking for no shootout.
See, I do the same stuff. I talk a lot of trash. You know, I don't bet all that money. But when you get your butt whooped, people got something to say. They don't realize we this is what we do. This gambling. Every time two cars go down, one of them gonna lose.
And they can joke.
I'm gonna lose. And I never seen no time.
That's really what's running a lot of these guys away from racing. So they don't want to be ridiculed. They don't want to be joked on and talked about. That shit don't do nothing but motivate me to go tell somebody else up.
Hold up. I'm glad you said that now. Now, I done heard that several times also, that they get ridiculed and that's what make them don't run. Does that mean that they weak or what? Now, I'm like, you don't take. You can't ridicule me because I got my whooping. That's going to make you want to go ahead and get on
the dog, I'm going to tell you something I've said a long time in gambling. All you can do is win some fucking money. You can't win me. I get my integrity still intact. I'm the same nigga. I'm going to walk away from that motherfucker. I'm going to still have some money left and everything because I'm not gambling my bill money. You know what I'm saying? My integrity ain't on the line. My reputation ain't on the line. I don't worry about that. I'm a bad motherfucker regardless of. That's what make you a bad motherfucker when you can go out there, race, and be the same man whether you win or lose. It's racing, man. It's just a fucking race. It's just a goddamn race. People in their feelings about getting their ass whooping, especially if you call a man out. You call a man out, then he ready to accept, and then you don't want to accept the race because you didn't see him make a pass on his car, but you didn't feel that, goddamn it, 2 weeks ago when you had the man name in your mouth.
I just thought you were doing the Michael Jackson.
You know, like nephew just said. Man. Nephew said he don't want to raise Ryan because don't nobody else want him. But when nephew called Ryan out with that car, didn't nobody else want him? Did nobody else want Ryan? Nephew said, I'm going to wear you with juice. Did nobody else want Ryan? Did nobody else know about Ryan? So, you know what I'm saying? So, sometimes I just say stand on how you feel and take a gamble. That's it, man.
Mm-hmm.
But Tate, since you're on the hot seat right now answering some damn good questions with some good stuff.
This ain't no goddamn hot seat to me. This is everyday conversation.
Can I finish my goddamn question, Tate? Can I finish my question?
Well, don't tell me I'm on no goddamn hot seat. This shit ain't hot.
Okay. All right. They're just a figure of speech, man. Fuck the dumb shit. God damn. You're going to get like that now. That's a damn figure of speech, man.
All right, man. Go ahead, man.
I ain't answering the question because you don't hit the feeling.
Now you got in your goddamn feeling. How you get in your feeling?
Goddamn.
Now you get your ass put 15 times
because,
out of 15.
Hey, Tate.
And that don't get you in your feeling.
Now, because, Tate, you learning these dumb motherfuckers something. That's why I want you to – that's why I'm asking these questions. You got a lot of dumb motherfuckers who need to hear the shit you say. It's a lot of dumb motherfuckers.
No, that
you talking some good shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. And the next question was one of the best ones. I done had some influential guys say, oh, man, that's why these guys don't want to run because y'all going to ridicule and all that. Now, Tate, to me, is them some soft bitches that say that they ain't going to run because they feel like somebody's going to hold them? Are they some soft bitches? Or what?
It's soft. In my book, it's soft all day long, man. It's soft all day long.
Man.
Like you said, I was on here earlier when you said Tate must didn't know what he got on the bear report. I knew I was on the phone. Remember I told you I answered the phone and said I was at the rehab with my mother. So I heard everything. It didn't bother me. That didn't do nothing for me. It was my race. I went out there. I was supposed to race at my race. If I didn't race, I was going to be on the bear report as some stupid shit. So, I mean, you know, people got to understand, you know, a lot of times you can't win for losing, but it's where the chips fall, and you can't go to sleep with that shit on your shoulder, and you can't get in your motherfucking feelings about it. I laughed about the shit. You know what I'm saying? It was funny to me. Ain't nobody heard me mentioning that. You know what I'm saying? About where I laid at, where I placed that on the bear report. It don't affect me, man. It don't affect me. Because I know I will do some stupid shit to be the thought. I will do some. Like, if I'd have gave that boy that 1-1 and just went on out there and tried it, I'd have been a jackass. So, I mean, I accept that.
No.
If I will do some stupid shit at the track. I will. Because I want to go.
But Tate, some people, they don't understand the in-depth racing, like the real talk that I'm trying to get you to talk now, I might say stupid shit. It ain't. It's like you said, it's gambling. It's gambling, man.
When I get to the racetrack, I want to race. So sometimes when you got that mentality, you will do something out of the ordinary that you would not do talking to somebody over the phone because you want to fucking really race.
You're a gambler, though. That's the gambling instinct in you.
Like Daddy Boy
always
said,
if I'm at the track, I'm going to get me some kind of gambling. I'm going to get some kind of gambling in, Tate.
I mean, somebody might say I'm a fool for
Ball D.
Lockdown them, my buddies. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't ready at 10 o'clock to race at 10. I was ready. And somebody's like, man, you crazy, man. You should have got the punk out of there and let him make some more passes. I mean, we waited to race that late because they wasn't ready. You know what I mean?
I'm cool
with them. I didn't want to take their fucking money. You know what I mean? I just wanted to race. And then it didn't work out in my favor, which is cool. I didn't lose no sleep over it. I just tried to run them again and, you know.
That was a race that didn't take nothing away from you, Tate, because y'all both had to tell us that was a race that didn't. And me and you talked offline about it, which we ain't got to say nothing about online, but what you told me. But that was no race that made you look bad. Now that was a race where, you know, both of y'all blew the tires.
Right.
Both of y'all blew the tires.
And a lot of people don't know. Tate told them before the race even started. He told them, we'll lose a draw. Come to my trailer. We're gonna drink together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we kicked it. Oh, God, we had a good time. That was one of the best races. That was one of the best girls races I ever had as far as, you know, me and the teams. Because me and them people, you stay at each other's ass. Man, me and them people, you stay at each other's ass all the time.
all the time. And it just, you know, it didn't get bitter. You see what I'm saying, dog? Mm-hmm. It never got bitter. Me and Rodney used to cuss each other out, me and Mike, and we stayed each other ass. It didn't get bitter. It actually grew up, it actually grew us closer to each other because we both wanted the same thing. We both wanted to raise. It was just situations where their car wasn't ready, my car wasn't ready. They didn't give a fuck what my car looked like going down the track. I didn't give a fuck what their car looked like going down the track. We both had the same intention on either whooping or he going to whoop my ass, I'm going to whoop their ass. And it was a friendly race. I'm not saying that wasn't no grudge race no more. It probably would have been a grudge race 4 or 5 years ago. That wasn't even a grudge race. That was a friendly fucking race. And
this was a race you wanted to race. I got you. I understand.
It was a race we both wanted to get off our chest. And we both know, the outcome even still wasn't what we wanted. So we going to do it again. They say, you know, we're going to do it again.
Right.
We just get it off. Whether it get recognition or it's a high-profile race to anybody else, it means something to us two camps. That's what that's all about.
So,
I don't give a fuck.
So
you don't get nothing about the race.
Like, so, Tate, like I said, you a Bobby Cole type nigga, Willie Dawg, Tony Banks. I mean, you a nigga that you a go. Now, Tate, does it – let me ask you. Now, taking the park out, you don't like to take the park out and lock back in. You like to go for the whole bag because they might not lock back in.
It depends on who it is.
Explain that to me.
It's all about knowing your personnel. It depends on who it is. I did the same thing with Bigfoot. Bigfoot needed to make more shakedowns. I didn't take their park out, and then they wanted to make too many goddamn shakedowns, so I made them give me 500, and then they didn't like their pass again, and then they finally gave me the 1,000. After they made they probably made for $1,500. They probably made two more passes. So I just like I say, I don't want the guy not to raise. I'm locking these guys in for $10,000 or better. You think I want a fucking stinking ass $1,000? You know how much it costs me to get to the goddamn racetrack? And I believe in my car. I believe in my program. I feel like I got a good chance of getting turning the wind light on. So I don't want to run the guy. A lot of these guys pay the punk out. You make them take the punk out, and then they ain't going to race you. So it's just certain people. Now, certain people, I want my money immediately. And I'm not going to – ain't no more pass. Give me my goddamn money. I don't give a fuck whether you race or not. I want my money right now. It's 10 o'clock.
Right,
you ain't
ready.
Give me my goddamn money. But certain people that, that's cool with me, I ain't got no problem with them per se or, it just depends on who it is.
Tony Vine, you got to get that money immediately from Tony Vine, all right?
Yeah, Tony got to give me my money immediately. Yeah. No, I ain't going to do that. I'll probably let Ball
okay,
glass.
Okay, but y'all might not know why I asked Tate that. Because I wanted Tate to be, like I told you, this is true for Tuesday. If you don't want to know the answer, don't ask nobody. Tate probably said, give me my money because Tate tore up his car and still paid all them punk outs. Tate paid about 3 or 4 punk outs when he wrecked his car.
Yeah.
He didn't even flinch
that.
He paid them.
I'm saying, dog. I'm past that now. That was a long time ago. I don't feel like that about Boss no more because I don't hold grudges. Like I said, I don't be mad at nobody, man. I cuss a motherfucker out. Me and you cuss each other out. Me and Bobby cuss each other out. Man, we call each other the next goddamn morning or later on that night, man. It's crazy how these people are getting in their fucking feelings, man. And all we really want to do is race. That's it.
Right.
I don't hold no grudges. I'm not no better guy. And you know what I'm saying? It's crazy that these guys get super, super mad and don't want to race me because of my mouth. Like Ryan said, mother, his mouth. My mouth been the same when my car was hitting the wall. My mouth
ain't
fucking changed. My mouth been the same since you met me, dog. I'm the
same
nigga. I got the same conversation.
Right.
I talk the same shit. Only thing different is I got a car that ain't that going down the track.
I got to be fair. One of your supporters told me to say this. I didn't want to say it because to me it's famous because Tony Bynes said it. But they said, Tate said, if you see him in the bear and the woods fighting, help the bear.
Right.
But I didn't want to say that because that's Tony Bynes saying to me. Now. Tony Bynes always pour honey on me or some shit like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what you got to do right now, fucking with me. That's what you do. Don't save me, save them. They're going to need it.
Yeah.
But I've been preparing for this shit. I got a testimony. I done went through a whole lot of shit with this car. And, to me, I still feel like, the motherfucker don't really, motherfucker really don't see that. They don't see what I've been through or acknowledge what I've been through, and they still got a lot of negative energy toward me. Like I done did something to a motherfucker. I ain't do nothing to a motherfucker. I ain't do nothing to nobody. Feel what I'm saying?
I got a text in and said, it's not the mouth. They see his car going down the track now. Tate is a great guy for the game. That's what I meant when I said Tate was on the hot seat. The hot seat just means that the questions are directed to you. All the questions are going to you because people want to know. See, I'm getting all these questions. I'm just paraphrasing some of them that I get, Tate. I'm getting all these questions from fans out here, man. I mean, yeah.
Right. I appreciate the guys that do acknowledge what's going on and, you know what I'm saying, the hard work that I done put into this shit. And, you know, it's bad when you – When you do this shit and stay dedicated because you are part of this culture. Like, I feel like that's why I named that race Born to Grudge. I was like, this shit is in me. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I want to do when I go to the racetrack. I want a fucking grudge race. So I put the work in. You know how many motherfuckers told me that car is cursed? I should have junked it. I should have crushed it.
Hey,
I should have did this.
I'm one of the ones that said it a long time ago. But I didn't say it.
You know why I didn't, dog? Because I raised my kids not to give up. Put your all into everything you do and everything you got and never quit. If you don't ever quit and you don't ever get up and give up and you stay fucking motivated, you can accomplish any motherfucking thing in the world, and that car was not gonna beat me. You follow what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That car was kicking
my
ass. I couldn't whoop nobody else's ass, but that car was kicking my ass. I had refused to let that car win. And now I win every time I go to the track and put that bitch in the trailer and bring it home with nothing wrong with it. It's a win for me. But I want some money or not. So this weekend, going out there, we're pretty much starting all over from scratch with the car. You know, running on motor. Everybody see me. I ran on motor, what, 5 times, dog? So it ain't like I'm bullshit no more.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's accomplishing for me to come out and run that car like that and run it and get a chance to run it hard and be competitive and put it in that fucking box and bring it back home. You know what I'm saying? In one piece. It's a win for me any motherfucking way.
Like I said, I know the answer is him, but like they want to hear from you, and I want you to keep on keeping it real like you've been doing so far, and that's the kind of answers that people need to hear. See, some people love to hear the little baby answers, but I know this answer right here, and you can cuss me out for asking it, but it was sent in to me, and I already know the answer. It says, do Tate rather be a bully or win the race?
Do I take being a bully or winning the race?
Would Tate rather be a bully or win the race?
No, if I want to race, you think I don't want to win? I want to win. I don't give a fuck about being no bully. I mean, people just take my persona. They take my persona as being a bully. I'm not a bully. I'm confident in my shit. I got a bankroll in my pocket. I'm willing to put it up to gamble with, and I feel like I got a hot rod to fuck a nigga up. So, people always don't. I'm not arrogant. I'm just confident. I'm confident, and I believe in my shit. So if that comes off as being a bully to some, that's on them. But that's what makes me born to do this shit, because I'm a motherfucking – I feel like I come – I'm prepared for war when I come. I want to turn that win light on 10 times out of 10.
Does your approach stop you from getting racist? They said, do you think your approach stop you from getting racist?
It ain't never stopped me before.
Right.
It ain't never stopped me before. The same guys that wanted to run me or said they wanted to run me when I was the same guy. I had the same attitude, the same conversation. When that car was hitting the wall, they wanted to run me then. So the guy that asked that question, he should –
Joe, will you shut up when the man answers the goddamn question?
How long you been knowing me? I've been talking shit, locking guys in. I locked 2-3 races in, 1 on 5, 1 on 10. 5 on 5,000. I ain't never been no guy that wanted to run for 2,000 or 1,500. I've been the same guy. Like, my conversation's been the same. Even when this brother, I come right out knowing the car just came out the shop, and I got somebody, I got two guys locked in for 1 on 5 or 1 on 10, or me and Q was locked in 2 on 20. You had the money. How long you had the money?
About a month, two.
So, I mean, my attitude and my conversation is the same. My aggression is the same.
Okay, come on, Joe. What you got to say, Joe? Right quick. Come on, Joe. But don't interrupt him when he's talking.
Yeah.
Come on, Joe.
Yeah, dog. Of course they scared of his approach. But look how he coming to this motherfucking track now. Yeah, they scared
of his approach. Now, let me say this. Hold up, Joe. Now, Tate. Hold up. Now, Tate. Like I said, Tate. Give me another. Tate, you the questionnaire, man. I ain't going to say the hot seat to you. But, Tate, damn, you done made me forget what I finna say. Shit, Joe. You made me forget what the hell. Oh, hey, Tate, when you ask these questions, you can ask them truthfully like you ask them, but don't say people dumb. Some people don't know. See, some people just learn something.
No, I didn't say he was dumb. I didn't say that.
I just said some people want to know this stuff, though.
No, I'm not saying he's dumb, because I know it may be a fan. All I'm saying is they can judge for themselves. You know what I mean? I just say Ray Charles can see what the problem is. It ain't my goddamn aggression. I've been the same person. I'm no different. I don't even know how to be different. This is who I am. This is how I talk. This is how I respond. If you lash out at me, I lash out at you. If you talk to me calm like we talking now, dog, I can talk to you calm like we talking. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right, we finna get into some hard questions then. Okay, we got some hard ones coming up.
Don't lash out at me and I'm not going to respond the way I want to respond. I'm not going to respond. My motherfucking tongue is a sword. So if you lash out at me in an aggressive way or disrespectful way, you're going to have to deal with what comes out of my goddamn mouth. That's plain and simple. Or stay humble, and I stay humble with you. Plain and simple.
All right, let's get out to the hard questions now. The question came in saying, you know these two camps ain't I assume they're talking about the sweetness camp and you. They say y'all not have been established. Y'all not going to run. Why we keep beating the horse to death about talking about it?
I didn't bring it up. I didn't bring it up.
Right. Right. But now, to be honest with you then, now, I'm going to keep it real now. When they had the upper hand, they wanted to run. Now they don't think they got the upper hand, they don't want to run. I'm just asking that question. That comes
hey,
from
dog, you ain't heard me. I had to take over for a minute. Dog, you ain't heard me bring up sweetness. You ain't heard me bring up Randy Moss. I don't bring it up because I don't. That's what I don't do. I'm not going to be the dead horse. I tried at Bobby Cole race. Only reason I said to them at Bobby Cole race, because they told me they was going to run me on the property when we was on the property. They told me that off their mouth. So I stood on it when we got there, and they didn't go. So if they say it again, I'm going to stand on it again. But if they don't say nothing to me, I ain't got nothing to say to them. I ain't putting up no posts. Nephew was walking around the track all day at my race. I ain't say nothing about it. Neither one of them cars. I don't bring them cars up.
Okay.
I don't bring them cars up.
Another tough one. Between you and Trigger Man, is that a dead horse or y'all going to ever get it on? Or do you? How you feel about that argument?
I can't. Well, you see, Cowboy addressed me with some races yesterday. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I don't know if they changed the heart or how they feel. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go. Cowboy addressed me with some races with Keisha and Doughboy yesterday, and I told them, you know, I'll get with them later down the road. We ain't going to the same race. No time soon. So ain't no time to talk about it like that.
Well, let me assume this here, Tate, and you can tell me in your words. Let me assume this here. Tate, I'm Tate right now. I'm assume I'm Tate. Is it like you said, Tate, when your car wasn't doing shit, the same people want to jump on your ass every time you came on the show. Now all of a sudden when you're doing pretty good, they kind of backing off. Can I assume that's what the way Tate feeling?
Ain't no assuming it. Let's cut to the chase. Assume my ass. That's what the fuck it is.
Okay.
Ain't no assuming it. That's what it is.
Good report.
Ain't no assuming it. Don't sugarcoat that shit. You know, like I said, I'm the same guy. Don't use my conversation or my aggression toward trying to race. I love racing. So I'm passionate about it. So
okay.
I speak on it maybe a little bit different than somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else that speaks soulful, like Ryan. Ryan addressed the shit. He passionate, but his tone is different than my tone. So don't use my tone or how I respond to the shit as I'm too aggressive. All I want to do is
go on mute,
Bobby. If I wasn't serious about racing, why you think I'm steady letting people make shakedowns when they car ain't right? Your car ain't right, man. Go on, make a couple more hits, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want your money, man. I want to race.
Well,
I don't want your money. I want to race.
All right, Jughead. I ain't got no more questions coming in, Jughead. You got something? Mm-hmm. I ain't got no more questions coming in. Good job, Jake. Good job. Good job.
You can ask all the damn questions. To be honest, I mean, we all know what the problem is, dog. The same motherfuckers that was coming at Tate, when Tate was popping and pooting down the track and got there slapping up against the wall, couldn't get that car to act right. Everybody was on Tate ass. When Tate got halfway decent, everybody was still on Tate ass.
Mm.
But once Tate made a motherfucking leap, the same as that people, right? They want to bring up other shit that ain't got to do with race. Or take too aggressive. Take too this. Tate been the same. Like they said, he been the same person.
And that's just like you said, nephew. Them is smart to hustle their car, but I got talked about. They beat me down when I said I was trying to hustle my car. You know what I'm saying? I got beat down.
Right.
They want motherfuckers want to tell me. I'm scared, and I'm ducking. I ain't heard that not one time. And don't get me wrong. I don't have no problem with having nephew booking his car. Like, I mean, it is smart, in my opinion. Hell, Bigfoot paid me the punk out money in Florida and ran a slower car and won about $15,000, $20,000. I told him that was some slick shit. That was smart.
Uh-huh.
But
right.
when the shoe is on the other foot and it's tape, everybody get on the goddamn show and say I'm ducking and I'm scared and, why you don't want to run them right now? All that. I mean, everybody do what the fuck they want to do with their car. But if it's my shit, I wasn't trying to hustle the car. I was ducking, motherfucker. See what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But now, I ain't ducking. I don't give a fuck about no motherfucker, and now they ducking me, but you don't hear nobody saying, man, they ducking Tate. You don't hear them saying that. Nobody say shit.
Mm-hmm.
They said you was scared of Uncle Sam. Once you said lock in, we ain't heard no more of that goddamn conversation.
Yeah. When I was trying to run Sweetness, they wanted to run me with Uncle Sam. You see what I'm saying? Then everybody was saying I was ducking. But I was trying to hustle my car because that's my right. But I didn't get no respect from trying to hustle my car, but now other people get respect, and it's smart now. I mean, that's the shit that's crazy to me. But I sit back. It don't bother me. It don't affect me. It just shows that depending on who it is, and what camp they in, they ain't going to get beat down. They ain't going to get ridiculed. Ain't nobody going to say shit slick about them.
It's cool when they do it.
Negative.
It's a problem when they do it.
Derogative about them. Yeah. They ain't going to be derogative toward them. It's smart. It's business. It's this. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say I laugh, shit off. And I'm 100% that person that say, this shit don't bother me. It don't affect me, but I'm smart.
But Tate, it don't bother you. Does it inspire you to keep fucking going to show a motherfucker? Does it inspire you to keep going?
That's why you think I'm the dog. Do you know I would have started racing a long motherfucking time ago if I didn't get treated like I'm getting treated?
Right.
I'd have been stopped, man. Like, motherfuckers, the shit that go on in this shit, that's what motivate me to get where I'm at right now with this car and still stay on top of my shit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well said, buddy. Well said. Anybody else got anything for Tate?
Like I say, I come out at my own race with my car half-assed, and I still got in the paint. But, you know, a motherfucker ain't going to say that. Well, man, we know the man car wasn't right, but he still got his ass up there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I said it. I said it
100%. I said it. Ain't going to say that.
I did say it.
Ain't going to say that.
Well,
cool.
Anybody got anything else for Tate? That Tate done put out some real shit, if y'all understand it. It might not be like the way y'all want to hear it, but it was the truth.
I ain't got no problem with it. I ain't got to kill but one motherfucker this year, but I'll be all right. And that's that goddamn Wesley Snipes, so I'll be all right.
Yeah, I got something.
Oh, Lord.
Come on with it. Come on, Pop.
For the man to go out there and grudge his car, never giving up, putting on races and grudging his car, he's a stand-up guy.
Most definitely.
This stuff costs money. For this man to be running his own car, this, that, and another, my hat's off to him. I got a car, and I know this stuff costs. And for him to be out there like he's doing it and putting on race and grudge, my hat's off to him. Well, win, lose, or draw, he out there doing what he want to do and putting his heart into it. What can you say?
Well, ain't it like anything else? You got a good guy, bad guy. Take this might be the bad guy.
Yeah, he's the bad guy.
Thanks, Pat Joe. I appreciate that. I'm definitely the bad guy.
He's
only the bad guy.
Just like Bobby Cole.
They can't fuck with him.
Just like Bobby Cole. Well, Bobby Cole called him running good. Everybody talking about Bobby. Oh, he ain't going to do this. He ain't going to do that. Memphis Gangster right there. Tape call right there. But go ahead.
I'm sorry,
don't let nobody tell y'all what you can't do. Put effort in.
The same way when they told you you couldn't do shit. Then when you went out there and qualified in duck race and ran a decent number, they tone got turned around the other way. So you understand how Tate's feeling then, huh?
Yeah, I mean, my hat's off. He's been in the game longer than me, though. And he's been doing it for years. And my hat's off to him. Him and Bobby.
Right on.
They've been in the game a long time. A lot of people have fell off. The same program, downside, he's still there. I'm proud of him and Bobby Cole. Keep doing what y'all doing. Y'all funny, y'all operation. Hey, keep doing what you're doing.
Good report, Pajo. Good report. Yeah. Ain't nothing really to start no shit about because the man is on here. Standing in the paint, don't care what you throw at him, he throw it right back at us. He ain't ducking, he ain't dodging. All I can say is, job well done, son. Job well done. Job well done.
You crazy as monster, boy. That goddamn monster, no, she crazy. Ryan, she said, Ryan, you on the fly, you on the fly list just like Aries Walker.
Yeah. You mean the no-fly list.
Yeah, the no fly list. That motherfucker say, "Don't fuck with them goddamn. Don't fuck with them boss hog tune motherfucker." That's pretty much what she said.
Yeah,
we don't want no smoke.
Yeah, I got
it's all good. It's all good, man.
Well, y'all, hey, Jug Edgar, we still got a full show. If y'all got anything else you want to bring up, I'm good. Then I like that interview. Motivated me now. I done got motivated. Shit. Anybody got anything they want to put out? Anything? I know it's early, y'all. If y'all come on, Joe. Come on, Joe.
You still looking for Leon?
I'm gonna leave that alone. Like Tate said, people get personal when you start bothering. Sometimes just leave them alone. Shit getting too personal. I ain't out there trying to get personal. I ain't out there trying to fight and act no fool. So. I mean, I want it, but I ain't gonna bring it up. I ain't gonna bring it up. You know, if we do it. If we don't, we don't. I ain't gonna run behind him no more.
Y'all, but he brought me down with it, man. You got me talking. Might as well come on out with it. Come on out with
it. I just said it. Yeah, I still want him, but I ain't gonna run behind him in like I was at first. I ain't gonna do that.
Who did you say?
It's my Leakin Leon. I'm my Leakin.
Oh. He be down there this weekend, ain't he? Ain't he coming down there?
Yeah, not with his car. If he come down there with his car, I'm going to do like Ryan said. I'm going to break his motherfucking... He come down there with his car, I'll break his motherfucking back.
Oh, okay.
I'll break his motherfucking back.
God damn, dog.
I told you, I ain't going to go looking for it, but if y'all bring it up to me now, I'm going to tell you how I feel about it, dude, if y'all bring it up. I ain't gonna bring it up, but if y'all bring it up, I'm gonna tell you.
Right.
Damn, dog. How long you been holding that in, dog?
About 2 years. If he come down here with his
man,
car, I'm gonna give him. If he come down here with his car, I'm gonna give him $300. I'm gonna give him $300 and bet him whatever he wanna bet.
No, you ain't gonna get him like that. You sound too aggressive. You sound too aggressive.
Oh, I forgot you got that. I don't really want to run it, but if you give me the bad car, he'll attack me out there.
It kills me when that motherfucker just laughs like that out of no motherfucking way. Fuck Type Man, man. That used to be my boy. Fuck you, Type Man. I'm telling you right now, National Club Show. Fuck you.
Not being funny now. Get back to them $300, man.
I'm going to give him $300 gas money if he comes down and bid him any amount of money he want to bid. Any amount. Make sure you get all his cousins, aunties and sisters and girlfriends and boyfriends. Make sure everybody get a piece of it. Any amount he want to bid.
Hey. No, I ain't never heard talking about that about nobody else.
If you come down here, that way I ain't got to have no money. I fill my gas tank up, and I have enough to get back home.
All right.
All I need. All right. Not being funny now.
Not from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up. And since he's coming this far, he got the back tie and lane choice.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
That's
the Willie
dog. And I'll run it with whatever car you want to run with, shit starter or zookeeper, whichever one he picked. I'll let him pick the car.
Damn, bro, you still get shit starter?
Yes, I do. And a car he picked. I'll let him pick the car.
You trying to start some shit, dog.
No, I'm just trying to tell you, I ain't nothing to fuck with, funny boy. I ain't nothing to fuck with.
Well, I like that nigga right there.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, y'all, don't put me on the stove, boy. I will cook. You put me on the stove, I'll cook.
Tell them how you really feel,
dog. Yeah. Dang. Send me another song.
Yeah, I'm a coke.
I like that nigga. A juke man come out with a good one, man. I like that nigga.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir. Talk to me.
They got damn John Lowe raised some hell over there, wouldn't they?
Hell no. At least he raised. See,
he's trying to raise little hell, man.
What I'm saying, I got high on Josh Lowe, and then I got sober. I ain't got drunk on him yet no more.
So you saying after the motherfucker went balls deep in him, you got sober?
No, I'm just saying after you get so high on a joker and get them pumped up and everything, they let you down, you know. He ain't got me excited no more. I ain't excited no more, man.
I thought it was because the motherfucker went balls deep in him.
Oh, no. Balls deep, you know, a whole lot of them motherfuckers. Don't let that fool you. Balls deep ain't nothing to play with. Nothing to play with. Period.
Nothing.
Every race that man had Friday, that man gave a spot away. Or two.
It don't make no difference. You gotta watch it. Like,
Willie.
Damn, Flop, you done made it back, Flop. I thought you, man, I missed you yesterday, man, you know. You've been out, man. You know, you need to come around and help Brother Ernie out or help me out or something. You've been gone, man. I didn't even get you to get my disclaimer in the nut, man. They said they hate mail and everything, Flop.
Well, they all got to set the prioritize a little bit.
Okay. I ain't married with you. I saw you there, like I said, when you was up there fought with your new clothes on, new glasses and shit. I saw you.
Feeling this stuff, my dog.
Yeah. You said, yeah, I've been like an old professor sitting back looking at you.
No, hey, dog. That's been 2 weeks ago. I ain't that much of me to feel.
Yeah. I saw you there. You go there looking clean and everything, like you know what you're doing. You know, black, you know, black get up. Yeah.
No,
you know, black get up. Spike man, what it do, Tyke? Spike man, what it do, buddy? What it do, Tyke?
Ah, oh, nothing, man, dog. Just another blessed day, buddy.
Yes, sir. It's always a blessed day to be breathing. If you're breathing, it's blessed.
Hey,
people don't realize it, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The same man, bring me up. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. Who doing what? Mr. Sammy. That's me, man. I'm tired.
Oh, you found
tired.
Got
a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Well, goddamn. Hey,
you need
to
be driving
to
then.
You trying to go to heaven then, ain't you?
No.
That
no,
dog,
sir.
You done done some shit this weekend. Your head came all the way to steel. I don't know what time you left still, but mother, I know at 3 o'clock you were still there.
I know it.
And I turn around and look up, your ass in motherfucking Piedmont. I said, this motherfucker here.
I'm a truck driver.
hey, look, dog, I drive stuff for a living. You made me look bad. I said, damn.
They hard to do,
Joe. I'm down there on the star line or whatever. He come this nigga behind me, walking up behind me, looking at me. I started knocking Jughead ass. Say, you want Jughead? Yeah, man.
Boy, they done made something home. Everything you want costs money.
Oh, what don't cost money, Todd? What don't cost money?
I know it, but dog, he know his food home and know it was being cooked, but every time he come out the field, he ready to chew.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, kid. What kid is? Hey, kid.
What up, dog?
Kid. Give me
yeah.
Go on, tell me your thoughts about that 14-year-old boy shooting that man for hitting his mama. Don't tell me about that.
Oh, man. You know, that's a sad situation, dog.
Yeah.
But, my man really, who going to pay for that food that he had on?
Oh, Lord. But now, kid, they said they dropped the charges. They said they dropped the charges, kid. But if you know.
Yeah, they did.
Hold up. But if that family pushed that shit, they can recharge that man.
Civil court.
Yeah, they're going to recharge that girl for that. They can still get him for that now. Because once he had stopped and then walking away and he kept shooting him, and that becomes another thing.
No, he wasn't walking away. He ran away. That shot in the back, he started running.
Yep.
What I'm trying to say, the guy kept shooting him. The little boy kept shooting him.
He shot him a couple more times. That was all.
He did. He did shoot him a couple more times. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Huh?
Good
what
Lord, don't tear that shit up, man.
What state did this happen in, dog?
Chicago.
The dude sounded like somebody on the show. He said, get in the car. He sounded like somebody. I ain't going to call no name. I don't know, put nobody no retribution. It sounded like Chicago, dog. Get in the car.
Chilling
it. Chicago.
Yeah, but if you read the law up on that, if you read the law in Chicago, if you see somebody call them volley harm, you got the right to call deadly harm to them.
Okay.
And that man seen his mama getting punched, so he shot that person. And if you look up the law, that's why they dropped all charges against him. But now the mama is finna sue them because they never should have been arrested. She got license to conceal and carry and everything.
Yep.
She wasn't carrying her. The song was carrying her. The song
he
had
got
her.
He was getting attacked, though. She was getting attacked, so she had
the right answer. Good lawyer, you're going to tear that
shit. You don't need a lawyer, Flop, because the DA already throwed it out. The DA already dropped charges against
him. So they talking about when they take it to civil court. She told him to go back to the car. She didn't want him involved at all.
They take it to civil court.
No. It ain't that she didn't want him involved, because she did want him involved, because she was the one that texted her son to come inside.
And
is Chicago a stand your ground state? City or whatever? Is Chicago a stand your ground?
No, it's just a conceal and carry, as far as I know of.
Conceal and carry ain't got nothing to do with this now. Because, see, the lady got the permit, not the son. The son, that don't mean because she had a gun. That don't mean it was legal because the son did it, not the lady.
Yeah, but if you read the law, it ain't
as open and shut as you think. It ain't as open and shut as you think.
If you read the law, it's not an open and shut.
Oh, no, no.
All you got to do is go to Google and punch it in the ad, and they'll tell you why they dropped the charges.
Ain't nobody in the place tried to help her but that rat that ran way up under the table.
Yeah, but you got to think.
Come on,
if you ready to intervene in somebody else's business, you better be ready to intervene all the way because you don't know how far that dude would have took it with you. You might have to do the killing instead of the son. So when you're ready to intervene in other folks' business, you better be ready
to
intervene.
That's true.
All I know is, you hit my mama. Just be ready to suffer the consequences.
Everybody understands that. We understand that. What I seen that was, that was messed up. The first time he hit her, kept hitting her, that didn't make no sense. I understand that. From a legal standpoint, everybody looking at it from a moral standpoint. We talking about a legal standpoint.
From a legal standpoint, there's no law that says you cannot hit how many times you can shoot a motherfucker. Now, show me a law that says how many times you can shoot
him.
The law says you can continue to shoot until the threat is fully eliminated. The threat was eliminated once his back is to you.
But what they're going to do is play on the competence of the kid and say he don't understand that shit. All he knows is his mama was being jumped on.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Also, it's fucked up now.
Yeah. I'm betting y'all a sausage dog now. They're going to bring a little silver food to this shit now. Because, like I said, it was excessive force now. That was excessive force now. I don't care what nobody does. That was excessive force.
A 14-year-old is kind of excessive force.
Y'all stop looking at that it was egregious what he did. I tell y'all. We understand that. You got to stop. See, that's what's wrong with Negroes now. You look at one side of it. That was right. The man should have never hit that woman the first time. He should have never hit her first time. But you got to look at the legal side now. The legal side you got to look at.
The legal side tells you can operate with deadly force in order to save somebody's life, too. He didn't know the threat of danger.
Don't get me wrong. I ain't taking no sides. I'm just trying to want everybody else to see both sides.
Yeah, it's just for the sake of discussion.
Everybody out here saying the same thing. Oh, I love my mama so bad. If anybody did this, I did that. Well, we talking about the legal order now.
Let's get back to the legal part. Until the threat is eliminated. He shot that man until the threat was eliminated. Because, watch this. Who's to say that man was going to go back to his car and get his gun?
Right.
It's all kinds of scenarios now. Now,
so
see, that's what, that's
it.
What,
we
don't,
that's what,
damn thing.
Hey, hey.
Dog, that's what, hey, Flop,
they're
Flop.
Gonna play on Jug Head.
Flop, that's what's stealing on a person to get you.
Hey, is they gonna play on a 14-year-old's judgment of what's excessive and deadly force does not come up with the same as an adult.
Adult.
If a motherfucker fine on his mama like that, that's excessive force in which he enacted with in return with deadly force. Right.
I ain't saying they're going to give
that's
you
the same thing
to
what
I'm telling you, they're going to bring a civil lawsuit from the family. Though. The family bringing a civil lawsuit.
Hey, dog. Well,
yeah,
let me
win.
Say
ain't,
this.
Ain't
and I'm speaking on a personal level. How you fucking, you see your brother beat the shit out this woman, whatever the case may be, and then you want to sue a motherfucker for killing him.
Well.
Everybody
looking at that money sign. That money sign. That's what they're looking at. One way or
right
other.
That's the way of the world now. That's the way of the world
right
now.
Right
suing.
Right, you think this is
right.
Crazy? I'm gonna give you a scenario, and you can look this up on Google. It was a motherfucker that broke into somebody's house, fell through the skylight, and fell on a motherfucking knife and cut himself. Sued the people, the house he broke into.
Why are you texting me when your mic open? Stop. If your mic open, what you texting me for?
Hey, Joe, hey, look at the restaurant they was eating at. Do you think them motherfuckers had a lot of money? Here you go, sue them for.
Hold on. Now, flop. I ain't going to say that because them restaurants like that, them be the restaurants that had the best food. I know millionaires that go to
the restaurants. I got to say one thing. Old chef in the back never did stop cooking. He never did hardly look up. You kept on cooking.
No. But you know what, though, dog? You see what
happened? Yeah, he knows the thing
when he gets shut down. You see what happened? See, that kind of shit can happen to you when you're stealing on a person. See, he stole on the woman.
But what is he stole on her more than once? What is he hit that woman three times, so that boy shot him three times. He hit her for every goddamn punch he threw at him.
Mm-hmm.
He gave that man a bullet for every punch he threw at him.
Either that woman pretty tough, or he really pretty weak though, cause he got a solid lick on him. Did he even knock him down and knock out?
He hit her in the head, dog.
You know
he hit her in the
you
head.
You know how hard headed a woman is. You
thought? Yep. That man, she had a hard head, cause she didn't have no scratches on her, bruises on her. She got a hard head. Well, she can happen to you like that when you're stealing on a person. She can happen to you like that when you're stealing on a person.
Yeah.
Let's get Trick's opinion on it.
Oh, I'm gone. She gonna say the same thing. She better hope her son. Let me tell you something. If my son see somebody stealing off on my wife. If they don't shoot that motherfucker, I'm gonna knock their ass out.
You probably seen that shit in Star Running. Your ass was Star Running.
Okay.
Jug, you mess around and make them boys tighten your ass up.
You know how I rock. That's all I'm gonna say.
It's gonna be two against one. Josh, you gonna whoop somebody? Shit. What's up?
Exactly.
You already know. I fell off. She hit the one
you
button, but she didn't
know how I get down.
Big Trico.
Hey, mad man.
She gone. Trico, man. There you go. Trico ain't do shit but talk.
Don't know.
Hey, mad man.
Give him a
All I want y'all to realize is this ain't going to be no opening shit case that we think it is.
No, it ain't gonna be no open and shut case.
Right. But the thing that's gonna help him though, now if that dude got a bad record, he might really be wasting his time if he got a bad record now.
Yeah, I think somebody mentioned, I'm not for sure. They say he had attacked jumped on a woman before, you know, his background ain't too good.
If he is, he might be wasting his time then trying to get something in. Cause you know, say you done did this shit before. You got dick with you to do.
Yeah, but
they say he went there for a burger and left there with wings.
Wings, yeah.
Amen, man.
Hey, man. You know, every time you steal on a person, don't mean it's gonna turn out for your benefit. You know what I mean?
Now let me show you something. Everybody seen how bad and nasty that was. Just think if that was your son, though, would you be feeling the same way now? If that was your son?
Yep.
Yeah,
so you ain't got no right hitting no people like that. You got what you had coming,
okay,
though.
That ain't what I asked you. That's my point I'm trying to make is I'm in it too, but I can see both sides. If I seen somebody hit my mama like that, I'd probably do the same shit. But what about his mama? What about his mama? How you think they feeling now?
You might be feeling sad, but she looking at you hit a woman like me. If you would have hit her like that, you'd have did me like that.
Death was too good for him, dog. We all said that shit after the fact.
That's after death was too good for him, dog.
That was too good for him. He didn't deserve death. He deserved to be put in a room with about 5 men and them just beat their brakes off of him the rest of his life. For what he did, he deserved to feel that punishment every day. Death was too easy for him.
He didn't feel that every day. Because when I've seen the video, I don't see nothing she did disrespectful to him for him to do that.
If it had been a man, he never would have swung. He'd have been, hey, bro, you know, man, please. He deserved to be beat every day.
Amen.
Jeff made it too easy.
Yeah, Flock.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm at the Mexican restaurant. Hold on.
Hey, where Willie Dog at? He gone. Hey, Willie Dog. Yo.
It's just my opinion. I believe his mama and relatives knew he was like that already.
They might not want
him to get killed, but I believe they understand if they know anything about it.
I mean, why you say that, though? I understand what you're saying.
Okay, let me tell you why.
I just what I asked.
Let me tell you why. What are you talking about?
I'm saying go ahead, man. Goddamn. That's why I like to talk to you, because I say go ahead. Willie, and you keep motherfucking. Because I told you to go ahead. And you keep on saying,
right,
you got to spray the motion.
I'm saying it how you said it.
I'm just saying go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, motherfucker, go on mute sometimes. like I said, man. Because you know, put it this way, I know my kids. I know what they're involved in. I know the shit they do. How many times you done heard somebody say, man, I hope they don't kill my kid. I know this motherfucker out here doing this and doing that. Somebody gonna fuck him up. So when they fuck him up and it's justified like that, and they make the video and all that, yeah, they don't want him to die. Yeah, they're going to go to funeral and cry. But I don't believe that they're going to be like, man, we're going to get him back. Or we wish they wouldn't have did that. I mean, they did what they did according to the situation.
Well, that's skin. I don't care how bad your kid is or what they done did, though. You think you're going to feel that way if somehow I'm your kid like that? If it's your kid, don't give it a high bad.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
I'm wrong. You need to go get some help then.
So?
Well, they say a disobedient child won't live half his days.
It's a whole bunch of motherfuckers need some help.
I know it.
I'm going to bet your kid feel the same way. So yo, the person that has living on the phone for you, he feel the same goddamn way.
Yep.
I can't tell nobody how to feel. I'm just trying to say
Marley,
Marley, it was disgusting. It was totally disgusting what he did. It was totally disgusting. But ain't no way in the world you're going to tell me you're going to want your kid to be dead. I don't give a damn how bad
no,
it is.
No, you don't want him to be dead. But if he's dead, if you knew that it was bound to happen, that's just like you got a kid right now. You got a 21, 25, 30-year-old right now. He going around shooting them motherfuckers or beating bitches' ass and all that. You like, boy, I know they're going to kill my son. And then something like that happened to him, and you don't see no reason why, no reason like, man, they just came up to him and killed him. No, they didn't just come up to him and kill him. He beating on a motherfucker, and you see it on video, you're going to be like, damn, I wish they wouldn't have killed my son. But the motherfucker had something.
99.9, what a mother going to do. Now, father is a different ball game, but a mother... Knowing he was no earthly good, a mother gonna find a reason why it was an unjust.
That's my point. That's the only point I'm making.
Yeah, but I'm a father though. I ain't a mother. Everybody else can talk too.
I'm saying we got it. We got it.
A whole lot of fathers not gonna find no fault in him, but you will find way more fathers. Than a mother. A mother gonna always see the good side of their child, and he or she be no earthly good.
That's what I was talking about. I know I'm like skin. I'm like skin said. Like skin gave a good example. You're right. Know this motherfucker ain't no good. Know he go around beating no motherfucker. Somebody gonna fuck him up. But you know,
a joke like that probably didn't hit his mother before.
I want to ask you a question.
D, I want to ask you a question.
Who gonna pay for that food that he ordered?
Who's gonna pay for that food that he ordered? Man, kid being stupid.
But did you hit a girl? After he hit the lady, the girl said, "I told you," cause she knows he done whooped her ass.
I know he done whooped his girlfriend ass probably every day.
That's why I said. That's why I said death is too easy for him. Death is too easy for him. That's the kind of way out for him.
Yep.
Listen, man. You all may think this is just talk, but this is fact. I knew a young man called his mother a B. If the mom had I had a murder case on my hand right now. Called her a B.
Yep.
I tried to kill him. I cut 3 rounds at him. And she was holding my arm, begging me not to kill him. See, that's why you hear Sarah talking about a mother's love. I told him if I catch him anywhere close to your mom's house, I'm gonna kill you.
For months, he didn't come around.
He started his mama begging me to back up to let him. That's still my baby. That's my. I said, "Mama, that nigga ain't earthly good, but that's my
baby.
That's what mama gonna do.
Hey, bro D.
Come on.
How you think the family gonna feel if it's like you say? Don't kill him and beat his ass every day. Beat the hell out of him every day. I ain't gonna kill him.
No. Hey, boy, I'm not disagreeing with you saying.
I know you ain't. I just asked you a question. I'm asking you a question because I can't.
They probably like it. They probably like it because he probably deserved that, but they just scared to give it to him.
Hey man. I'd be willing to play as a G-ball bet right now that he did that to his mom before. There's no way, no man gonna stand behind. You said one more word, I'm gonna knock you so everything I love. Oh no, gee nigga, that nigga done did that to his mom.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
Or his girlfriend, or wife, or whatever.
He probably whooped his girlfriend every day if he had one.
But a nigga like that,
you know what he'll do?
Yeah.
He'll whoop his girl so bad, and she'll be too scared to leave him.
Right.
Yeah.
But hey, D,
them Arabs is mad in the motherfucker because somebody got to pay for that hot dog that they was fixing.
Hey, kid, but you want you know what? You don't want to know what I want to know.
What's that, Shorty?
I'd like to
I don't know.
How
that's what I'm
I want.
Right. That's what I want to know. How did it lead up to that?
Yeah. I would really like to know.
Ain't nobody still ain't talking about the rat. There's a rat in there. The rat tried to help him. Ain't nobody else tried to help him.
Oh, man.
They called me to take somebody.
Yeah, them A-Rail, man, the motherfucker fixes hot dog, goddamn it, he can't pay for it.
601-0826, y'all mic's open.
I'm glad the charges got dropped. Nah.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Most definitely. Like I said, I just think death is too fast and too easy for him. We took him out of the middle too quick. What's up, homie?
Yeah.
A nigga like that deserves to suffer.
Yep.
Hey, Willie Dog.
Yo.
How you think his parents feel about us discussing it about her kid that he got killed? What you think she'll do? What you think they'll do?
Won't you call him up and ask him?
Hey. I didn't tell you to call him up and ask him when you said.
Well, no, I do what the fuck I want to do. I do what the fuck I want to do.
Me too. Me too.
All right, then. Well, then you ask the question, call him up and ask him. I don't give a fuck
how
you do.
But I want you to ask it like I
did. I just answered it.
Man, what are you talking to?
On the dog show, baby. Hey, look. What if a motherfucker on the dog show some kidnapping people, man? Say, listen to it. We getting all them dogs.
Oh, man.
Hey, ball head. One thing I can tell him, if you owe this show, there's some kin to him. If you call yourself mad at what Bro D said, you can catch up to him.
Hey, that's my name. Don't give Bro D. That motherfucker talking about them too good, boy. We don't
get it. Ball head.
The dude said, get in the car.
What you looking at?
I told you. Hey, don't that let y'all know. They got cameras everywhere. Don't that let y'all know they got cameras everywhere, man. This shit crazy. And a motherfucking video on.
Hey, I'll tell you one time a motherfucker was videoing skin, and they got him for accessory because he didn't try to do it to stop the shit.
Damn.
There you go. I know the guy was an older guy. It was two of them standing
there.
The older guy, he got the hell out of there.
They broke out of that man.
I realize they older and everything, but, man, they took the dough down trying to get up out of there.
He could try to talk some knowledge to the guy. Say, hey, young man, hey, calm down. I pray for you, fool. Just wait.
Some people like that you can't talk to.
I want to know what started. I have yet to find out what started.
Right. That's what I want to know.
That's
what I want to hear that part come out of the news. What started?
He might get a bankroll, have an interview.
She might have an interview with Diane Sawyer or some motherfucker. She might see.
Yep.
The girlfriend behind the old man, him.
Diane Sawyer still look?
Ball head. And dude were hungry.
Yeah.
Hey, dog. And like, lady, get your food so we can get out.
I'm talking about it. And one question you ain't got to ask. You ain't got to ask what ended it. You ain't got to ask that goddamn.
Yeah, you're right, Danny boy.
We don't know who started.
That 14-year-old ended that shit. Wait.
What's that, Danny boy?
Yeah, yeah.
Did every one thing, Danny boy.
Hear me that?
Yeah,
I did not see the woman getting aggressive. Only him.
Hey, kid, here's what I know.
Danny boy, hit that
Rick Ray. That shit don't turn out. Because I'll tell you, I was in a different circumstance. The bitch touching my motherfucking face, and I muffed the bitch. Man, the bitch stabbed the fuck out of me. Man, you don't know how that shit
goes. Oh, man.
Kid, what you did to a bitch?
She had muffed the bitch on the ground. Kid,
bro,
no.
Yeah.
I'm on Dirty Road. I don't even know the bitch.
Bro, D,
like.
Go. Bro, D.
The bitch, look, I didn't even do the bitch like he did. I ain't say, bitch, you say one more thing, I'm going to knock you out. The bitch ain't say, listen to me, the bitch touched me. He ain't had no minute touching me.
I think she wanted to whoop you anyway, Shorty.
But that's why I say, motherfuckers say what they want to say. Get the fuck out of my business. If I beat the fuck out of mother, get the fuck out of my motherfucking way, because I call myself pushing the bitch, stabbed the bitch. Next thing you know, I ain't paying no attention. The bitch stabbed me.
Yeah, blood in the hole.
That bitch had a gun. She just shot the shit out of me.
Come on, Danny boy. I heard your car was busy. Come on,
hey, I gotta agree with you about that mama boy. I come from school one evening, and right across the street from my house, I seen the ambulance, police, and everything. Like about 3:45 in the afternoon. So this dude named Connie Johnson, and his sister was named Faith. Beautiful girl. I'm talking about beautiful. And she liked to watch Dog Shadow every evening after school. Mm-hmm. And he liked to watch Bozo. So she got home first and put the TV on Dog Shadow. So he comes home with white Bozo and she put him turn the TV. Now, this is cool.
I don't hear nothing about Dog Shadow but you, me, and Brother Dog.
Hey, so anyway, D, and he said, hell no, I'm watching this. You can't turn the TV. This motherfucker ran in there, got a shotgun, brother. He's sitting on the couch watching TV. He went out the back door with the shotgun, came around, shot through the window, shot between them, shot it through the back, through a bra strap, straight out through her heart and killed.
So
he took off running, right? He about 16, 17 years old. He took off running, so they catch him. Lock him up. They gain time, right? Did you know every visit that man had, his mama was there to see him?
Mama right there. Mama right there.
Mama right there. Mama now, right he there. Killed her daughter now.
Yeah. She is. She right there.
And a lot of people in town were talking shit about what they wouldn't do. I wouldn't go this and that. She didn't give a fuck. She went and saw that dude every visit he got. She was there.
You know what she said? They're still my child. That's all she said. Still my child.
Yeah. Well, I got to agree with you.
Last time I would have saw the motherfucker would have been in court. And that was it.
Hey, kid.
Y'all should kid ain't seen real daddy.
If we tell the truth, we know 99.9 is just not what a mother's gonna do.
You're right, that's true.
That's just 99.9.
I'm just saying. My last time I saw that motherfucker was in court. And that was it.
Yeah, you talk to your ass at the fire. Every time somebody says something to her about that, you know what she told? Both of them my child. Both of them my
child.
Exactly.
I just disowned that motherfucker for the rest of my life.
That's what me and Ken would have said. Me and Ken would have said one of them my child.
Hey, Ken, you sure?
Yeah.
Ken ain't your real daddy, Ken.
Might be.
How long ago you see my baby?
I've been knowing me for time, dog.
How long ago you see him this morning?
I said, I got one child and she dead. That other motherfucker fucked me.
Yep.
But she didn't do that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have went to see that bitch.
A mama, I promise you, boy. What, these two bags of garbage?
I got an older son right now be going in and out of jail. I won't go see him right now. No, I ain't going to see him be killing one of my kids. Fuck.
Yep.
I promise. Fuck. I ain't talking on guesswork. Things I'm seeing them off of firsthand experience. No, this is fact. In fact,
my son don't even talk to his mama. He talks to me more than his mama. And I ain't even coming to see him.
I'll go up to UCS right now, put this phone on speaker, And it's her chance.
Damn,
you ain't gonna believe
it. You just relax, G.
This nigga called her everything under the sun. And I told the nigga didn't deserve to leave. You know what I'm saying? She grabbed, when she seen me coming up with it, she grabbed my arm. Hey, baby, please don't. I said, Mama, the nigga don't deserve to leave. Boom. When I cut that third one loose, that nigga ran from that pole. I didn't see him for 3 months. And she begged every day, baby, that's still my baby. Nigga ain't no earthly good.
Nope.
This is why you all hear me say, it don't make me bad. It just make me be what I am. This is why you all hear me say, I don't play that dumb. Because, see, boy, I lost my biological mom in 95. If a nigga called Anna Roberta a bitch, I'm going to try my best to kill it.
That thing stank.
They can call it whatever they want to call it. I'm going to try to kill it. Wherever I see him, man, let me tell y'all something. You may not believe this. I was a kid. Nigga pushed my mama down the racetrack. I flew into him. At the time, I didn't weigh 60 pounds with 2 bricks in my pocket. He just pushed me back up when I was a fella. I just stared at him. I said, I'm going to get this nigga one day. I was at the county hospital one day. I was 36 years old. The nigga walked in. And when I seen him, I had 357 reasons to get him. And Chicago police grabbed my hand and said, son, don't do it here. Please don't do it here. When I told that nigga who he was, he started running up the turnstile. You had to have them ropes. Had that rope off. He started running through them trying to get up out of there. Police grabbed my hand. Police didn't grab my hand. I've been in jail now. I'm going to kill him there or do not.
Yep.
To the cat.
Let me tell you something. I'm not going to play with you, partner. If you don't get, partner, let me tell you, sir. If you don't get in there now, you're gonna be stuck at the
restaurant. You're not gonna burn it down. I'm gonna go get something to eat.
Not finna play with you.
Yeah, I'm finna give me some pork chops.
I've been out. All
right, we finna get out of here. If anybody got in there,
here comes some kind of joke.
I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Yes, that nigga.
See y'all tomorrow. Bye. Bye.
Stupid.